Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
Hey, Colorado, this is Ed Schultz, and you're listening to AM 760 Progressive Talk, KKZN, Thornton, Denver, Boulder.
Celebrating Zarqawi's end. But what's next for Iraq?
We have not won by this one-day event. Not at all.
Goodbye, Tom DeLay.
I exit, as always, stage right.
And here comes the World Cup. Good morning. I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. In Iraq. Dancing in the streets in the wake of Abu Musab al-Zarqawi's death. But now what? U.S. Ambassador Zalmay Khalilzad says he won't be surprised by an uptick in attacks by Zarqawi's followers.
I anticipate they will try to demonstrate that they are still able to do damage and expect them to express themselves in the coming hours and days.
It's like organized crime. You know, they take care of one member of the family. There's another one ready to replace him.
I'm Dan Raviv in Washington. The former CIA terrorism analyst Michael Scheuer says Osama bin Laden may be lucky not to have Zarqawi as his chief in Iraq because Zarqawi stubbornly kept murdering majority Shiites. So a successor, even if not famous, could be...
someone who is more likely to be focused on the Americans than on killing other Muslims.
Which could make Zarqawi's replacement more dangerous.
The hunt for Zarqawi's Confederates has shifted several thousand miles away to suburban Washington, D.C. Here's CBS's Barry Bagnato.
As press cameras clicked, a green canvas bag was taken behind closed doors at the FBI crime lab in Quantico, Virginia, near Washington. Inside, three boxes with biological samples from Zarqawi and two other individuals. Technicians will try to extract DNA from those samples and compare them with evidence found at various terrorist safe houses in Iraq to try to track where Zarqawi has been and who has been with him.
In Baghdad this morning, the traditional Muslim call to prayer, but following Zarqawi's death, authorities have moved to try to stop retaliatory attacks by imposing a daytime driving ban. CBS's Elizabeth Palmer's in Baghdad.
The Prime Minister is hoping, at least in the immediate aftermath of Zarqawi's death, to keep big car bombs away from mosques of Shias.
A crock, that's the blunt way a second stripper hired for a Duke men's lacrosse team parties characterized the rape charges against three players. Kim Roberts' statement to police in March is in newly filed court papers. In April, she told the AP she thought the players were guilty. Well, how about faster access to the Internet that's also less expensive? It could be on the way under a measure okayed by the House. Live to Washington and CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer.
Nick, supporters say this plan will increase competition for cable services, a move that could also improve Internet service. Monopolies that dominate choices and pricing in so many markets could also end. The telecommunications measure would also encourage phone companies and other providers to enter video markets. Now, the issue faces an uncertain future in the Senate. The White House supports the approach to video franchising, but it says other provisions of the measure are already covered by the FCC. Live in Washington, Peter Mayer, CBS News.
It's been nearly 4 months, but the wrangling on Capitol Hill's paid off with a $94 billion spending deal that funds war spending and relief for Hurricane Katrina. President Bush is expected to sign the measure next week. Once one of the most powerful Washington lawmakers, Texas Republican Tom DeLay, spends his last day in the House. He's leaving under a cloud an indictment on money laundering charges. Yesterday, DeLay, known as the Hammer, bid farewell on the floor.
This is a happy day for me. Though admittedly, perhaps not as happy as it is for some of our old friends on the other side of the aisle.
DeLay said, in keeping with his politics, he was exiting stage right. Texas Governor Rick Perry's got an idea about keeping tabs on illegal immigrants. He wants to round up a virtual posse by installing hundreds of night vision cameras linked to the Internet. Anyone watching could then call a toll-free hotline if they spot someone trying to sneak over the border. Time on the roundup is now 4 minutes past the hour.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Representative John Salazar says the news of al-Zarqawi's death is welcome here, but he's not optimistic about it ending the American involvement in Iraq.
This is a step in the right direction towards getting, I think, the Iraqi government to take charge of their own destiny. And that is our number one mission, is to try to get the Iraqis in charge of their own future and bring our troops home.
Salazar says Congress is concerned about possible retaliation for the attack that killed al-Zarqawi, but he believes it will die down quickly, just as the violence after the election did. Hope is fading for two women whose goal to climb Alaska's Mount Foraker may have met a tragic end. Sunana Vail and her climbing partner, Karen McNeil, were last seen May 12th when they left base camp. An accident with a machine gun at Fort Carson. One soldier is dead. Eight others are wounded. The accident happened during a training exercise. One of the surviving soldiers remains at Memorial Hospital in the Colorado Springs. Five of those soldiers suffered hearing loss. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, good morning, Tim. We're off to a good start this morning. Southbound 25 is just now beginning to see those backups right between 104th Avenue and 84th. But really, outside of that, we're off to a great start. I-70 is traveling at speeds on the high side up in the 60s and 70s, making your way in both directions between I-25 and the 225 interchange. Now, across our side streets, we do have one crash in the cleanup stages. It lies along southbound Peoria right before 56th Avenue. We have a two-car accident in that intersection with jamming in all four directions. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 90 degrees with a chance for showers later on today. And
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight, or maybe a glass of wine, maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression, maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope, maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off, and that second drink, well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. 8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service, and you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Hey, how's the wedding planning going?
I'm excited, but the planning is really stressing me out. Between the caterer, florist, and my mother-in-law, I'm completely overwhelmed. And what about the music at the reception?
Whoa! Just breathe, girl. Music is the easiest part. When I got married, I called Tim Nichol Productions, and they did so much to help me out. They know weddings are expensive, and they worked within my budget.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Team Nichol Productions met with me in person to pick out the music I wanted to hear for my special day. They even worked with my reception location to set up all the details. And they even had karaoke. It was the easiest part of my wedding. You should call Team Nichol Productions now.
What's the number?
720-266-4918.
Call Team Nichol Productions at 720-266-4918 or click on the image in your media player. Let Team Nichol Productions provide the music for your exclusive gathering. Team Nichol Productions, 720-266-4918.
But whatever it is you want to talk about, we certainly can do it. And then, of course, there's a story this morning in the Denver Post. A former professor of French at the University of Northern Colorado has been cited for allegedly making a special delivery to U.S. Representative Marilyn Manson Musgrave that reeked of political partisanship. Kathleen Inez, or Enz, E-N-S-Z is her name, Professor Emeritus at UNC is accused of depositing a Musgrave campaign mailer full of dog feces at the Republican lawmaker's Greeley office. She was charged Thursday by the Greeley police with criminal use of noxious substance, a misdemeanor. The offending package arrived May 31st around 1 in the afternoon. The original addressee's name and address were scratched off, but a police officer was able to use a barcode on the envelope to track the sender's vicinity, which eventually led investigators to the 63-year-old Inez's house, I guess, according to the Greeley police. Well, you know, that's the kind of stuff. Now, Marilyn Manson Musgrave's people use that to try to reflect that off on Angie Piccioni. They're calling for her to return any money that this professor may have given her. And, you know, it's an Angela Piccioni needs to put an end to this gutter politicking now. You know, come on. Forget about it. I mean, every camp is going to have people that are going to do zealous things or pull pranks. And it's not a reflection of the candidate in general. And I think Marilyn Manson Musgrave needs to debate Piccioni once and for all. And, you know, let's get down to some real politicking here for 2006 instead of hiding behind all of this stupid rhetoric. This professor, E-N-S-Z, is not part of the Piccioni campaign, and her actions do not reflect the spirit of Piccioni's campaign, according to James Thompson, a spokesman for Piccioni. We don't condone this type of extremism, no matter what party or organization they're affiliated with. Okay, so you have somebody who doesn't like you who does this, and so then the Musgrave people say, oh, here's an opportunity to tie it to Piccioni. Come on, Marilyn Manson, get it together. You know, you need to debate. You need to debate Pacioni. We need to know where you stand on the issues of the day. And we need to know that you're more than just a one-trick pony, which is anti-gay marriage. We need to know how you stand about the war. We need to know how you stand on health care, energy, so many other questions. You know, we were talking about this yesterday when Todd was on the show. The Democrats don't seem to have, are always accused of not having any answers to anything. But you know what? You don't know. I don't know where Marilyn Musgrave stands on half this stuff unless you go look at her voting record. But I don't want to look at her voting record. I want her to tell me where she stands on these things. Where do you stand on energy independence, Marilyn? Where do you stand on the Iraqi war, Marilyn? Where do you stand on health care, Marilyn? Where do you stand on education, Marilyn? Where do you stand on the estate tax, Marilyn? Where do you stand on the tax cuts, Marilyn? I mean, where do you stand on all these issues? Why don't you come forward and tell us all this stuff instead of getting carried away with this whole professor's deal. But anyway, and you know what? And secretly, haven't we all wanted to do what this professor did? Or is that just my dark side? That I wanted to do it. Haven't we all wanted to send some political campaign? Haven't we always wanted to send somebody something like that through the mail? And for me, it hasn't necessarily been political campaigns. I would send somebody something anyway. You know, solicitations for money for various organizations that I don't want to give money to. Because, you know, if you give to one, what ends up happening is they sell your name a lot of times. A lot of times, I don't know how they get your name. I've been getting, you know, speaking of getting names, I've been getting, like, weird junk email, too. And I was asking Todd about that yesterday. Have you been getting that, Turk? You've been getting weird junk email?
A ton of it, man. My mailbox fills up so fast, it's ridiculous. And it's all...
Where's all this?
It's a waste. It's a waste of paper.
Where's all this spam coming from?
You know what I've been getting? A lot of the our friends down the hall, KOA, has been sending me stuff, asking me who my favorite talk show host is, who isn't. So I fill those things out and send them to them.
No, but I mean, what I want to know is, like, I've been getting these things like, you must verify the use of your PayPal account. Or I've been getting these things from various banks saying someone has tried to hack into your account, and I don't even have an account at those banks. What's that
all about? That's kind of strange.
Yeah, what's that all about? Is anybody else getting any of those?
I get basically every day I get about three or four new credit card offers in my mailbox, and I hate that. Absolutely hate it.
Yeah, me too.
The last thing I need is another credit card.
Yeah, I agree. Well, I'm talking about my email here. I'm getting all these weird things about bank verification notices and stuff. And I'm thinking very seriously about changing my email for about the 1,400th time.
Since you've gotten back to Denver.
Well, no, because I change it like every 6 or 7 months anyway. I don't know. It seems like that I get fed up with it. And I'm thinking about doing it again because of getting all this stuff in the mail. And I'm just wondering if I'm the only person who gets this kind of email or if others are getting this. So-and-so bank has been reported. Multiple users have tried to log on to your account. You know, I don't even have an account at that bank. I mean, what is that all about? I feel like my identity has been compromised. All right, four lines open at 303-713-7600, and your calls on this Friday morning, and it's a good-looking Friday morning it is, too. In the disc jockey cliche parlance of the morning time. Hey, it's good looking out there. Okay. Anyway, turn over there. Hey, put that suntan oil on the other side. Turk's not old enough to remember working with guys like that. I worked with guys like that, but that was a rap on the air about that kind of stuff. All right, anyway, four lines open, 303-713-7600, and...
So you're sitting at your desk, working for the man, making things happen. You're a star. Sure you are, and you deserve a new ride. Now, the boss won't be paying for those new wheels, but he won't mind you taking a few minutes to find them at cheaperforge.com. Over 800 vehicles, all makes and models, right here in Metro Denver. Domestics and imports, and always plenty of pickups and SUVs. All internet priced. Nobody's looking, so log on now to cheaperforge.com.
Would you like to taste a variety of ethnic foods without traveling to foreign countries? You can on Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The fourth annual Taste of the Continents event features signature foods of Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Mexican, Italian, and American restaurants. This annual fundraising event supports the Franciscan Sisters Ministries in Colorado, including Francis Heights, Dayspring Villa, and Clare Gardens at 26th and Osceola. These facilities provide housing for 1,000 fixed-income persons and families, including some 300 children. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the door and are good for 5 food items. For additional information, call Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. That's Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. Call 303-433-6268, extension 224. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318. Looking for a unique dining experience? Attend the Taste of the Continents Luncheon Sunday, June 11th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The $10 admission ticket is good for 5 food items. Proceeds benefit the Franciscan Sisters Charitable Fund. This gala event also includes a silent auction and a drawing for cash prizes. For additional information, contact Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224.
A costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Watching the sunrise with someone who doesn't get a tax break. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, the Doors. Love Street. Where all the creatures meet. 6:22, 22 minutes after 6 high today, 87, partly sunny with thunderstorms, and it's open phones, anything you want to talk about, 303-713-7600. Let me cite something in here real quick. I meant to get to this yesterday and didn't get to it. You know, Ann Coulter making those comments about the 9/11 widows that she attacked them as being witches and harpies, and, you know, she talked about how they enjoyed their husbands' deaths, and we have the whole quote. Here we have the whole interview with Matt Lauer on NBC, and I guess we can play that at some point. But isn't it interesting that the right wing is not very upset about what she had to say about the 9/11 widows, yet they were extremely upset with Ward Churchill? Is that hypocrisy in action? Those broads are millionaires lionized on TV and in articles about them reveling in the status of their celebrities and stalked by griefazis. She wrote, "I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much." You know, isn't that really an outrageous statement? Yet don't you find it interesting that that the right wing is not as upset about that as they were as about Ward Churchill making comparable comments, calling the people in the trade centers little Eichmanns? You don't hear Dan Kaplis or any of those people going after Ann Coulter's head and screaming, "Where's Bill Owens? How come Bill Owens doesn't have anything to say about Ann Coulter?" You don't hear anybody saying anything about Ann Coulter making these comments. You know, maybe we should work that theme throughout the morning this morning and talk about that. And I'll play that Ann Coulter thing here in a little bit, too, and if you didn't hear it. How come the right wing is not as crazy about that? Here's Ron in Wheat Ridge. Ron, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, exactly what I wanted to talk about. I was just telling Turk that last night I was spinning around the dials, and I went by Fox News, and she was on there. I really, Jay, I'll be honest, I know she's hyping her book and all that, but you know, it's one venomous chick, and she's the best thing the Dems got going. Anybody who even thinks twice about supporting Republicans after you hear her being kind of their poster child, I've never seen anything so ridiculous. And I was telling Turk, and you might know who the lady is. I've seen her on before. She's a Democratic strategist, short, blonde, spiky hair.
Oh,
kind of cute, and she really tore into her last night. And I just said that, you know, I think that I don't want to give her anything about her book. In fact, this lady said to her, she said, to prep for this, she said, I went in and read whatever chapter they were talking about, but I refused to buy the book.
Yeah, I don't blame her. But, you know, why is it the right wing is strangely silent about this outrage about 9/11 victims, yet they wanted to lynch Ward Churchill over what he had written?
Well, you know, like I said, she's one of their alleged poster child, and she is embarrassing them. I mean, if I was a Republican, I couldn't find a big enough hole to crawl in.
Yeah,
she's
I agree.
An embarrassment to them, and I say, hey, give her all the airtime she wants, because I think she's digging them a nice big hole.
Well, I think they should come out and say something about it. I mean, I think that those who, like Dan Kaplis and others, who went after Ward Churchill and banged that drum and went headhunting for his job, I think that they ought to come forward and they ought to say, ought to let us know what they think about Ann Coulter and about Coulter's statements.
Well, I've heard Dan Kaplis. He's just a blind R, and we know that. And
I think he ought to tell us. I mean, I think they spent numerous airtime over there on that other radio station.
Right.
And you know, the print media and everybody else and all the conservative pundits, Horowitz and the rest of them all went after. All went after Ward Churchill. So, you know, now let's see, what do they have to say about Coulter and Coulter's hate mongering?
Well, it was, I'll tell you what, I honestly think what Churchill said, and I'm not a real giant supporter of the guy, but I think it paled by what she's done. I mean, it pales, in my opinion. So.
Yeah, well, hers is just overt, you're right, hers is just downright overt meanness. And cruelty. Ron, thank you, man. Appreciate
okay,
the call.
Have a good weekend.
All right. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Yeah, hasn't that occurred to anybody? Hasn't anybody wondered about that, about the Ann Coulter situation, about why the right wing has nothing to say about Ann? I've often wondered about that. Dave in Centennial. Dave, you're on AM 760. Good morning. What's up,
yeah.
Dave? Dave, you there?
Yeah, can you hear me?
Sure. Go ahead.
All right. Sorry about that. Yeah, you know, about Ann Coulter, of course they're not going to say anything because, you know, their propaganda is the good propaganda.
Yeah, right.
She's awful.
She is, man. I think, you know what she reminds me of? She reminds me of something that was puked up on a rock.
That's a good way to put it. Hey, I wanted to talk to you real quick about those emails you were talking about.
Yeah, what are those things?
Those are called phishing scams. They're sending you those things hoping to get your personal information, so that they can try to steal your identity. So even if you change your email, you're just going to get more of them.
I never log on to those sites. I just delete the emails and ignore them. But they're irritating as hell. And how do they get a hold of my email in the first place?
No, they don't even just scan email addresses. They'll just send every name at every combination of addresses until they find somebody that'll log on.
Do you get them?
Oh yeah, yeah. I would be surprised if somebody doesn't get them. And the best thing I can suggest is get a good mail service like maybe Gmail from Google,
right,
or some of those others that have good spam filters, and just delete your spam every day.
Yeah,
because unfortunately, it's a fact of life right now.
Yeah, that's what I'm going to have to do. You know what? I'm definitely going to have to do it. Too bad we can't delete Ann Coulter along with it.
Isn't that true? I'd add a lot more things to the list if I could.
Yep, you got it. Hey, Dave, thank you, man. Appreciate the call.
Thank you, Jay. Bye-bye.
Okay. 303-713-7600. It's open phones here, but we're kind of focusing in on Ann Coulter a little bit. And I'll play that Ann Coulter thing. I'll play it coming up after 6:30. But, you know, where is the right wing? Why don't they say anything about all of this? I mean, there's such, you know, we had to undergo the Ward Churchill thing, and we and just had to hear about it every single day, and they just wanted to tag any of us who sat on the left, and you know, I mean, who are progressive or liberal, and just tag us with Coulter, and now they just can't own up to their own deeds. I mean, to one of their own that is worse than Ward Churchill. That is more foul-mouthed, that is more trashy. As I said, she looks like somebody who was puked up on a rock. And, you know, I mean, why aren't they saying anything? Why aren't they up in arms? Why aren't they saying, well, this is totally... I mean, these women who lost their husbands in 9/11 are victims. And so that's what you do in America, right? So you kick the victims when they're down. And then you try to label it as being liberal infallibility, which is what culture tries to shop. And, you know, nobody uses, you know, infallibility when it comes to somebody like the right does. Because they're always, rolling out these ex-generals, and they're always rolling out these people with combat experience who are all, you know, you can't question them because of where they've been. I mean, but her whole thing about liberal infallibility is such a pile of crap. And we'll play the whole thing. Do we have it, Turk? We'll play it. We'll play it coming up after we talk to... the one and only, about traffic here this morning.
Morning.
Amelia Earhart. Good morning, Amelia.
How are you?
Aren't you shocked that the right is not out up in arms over what Ann Coulter said?
I don't know. That woman just drives me crazy.
You know, I mean, they were certainly crazy about Ward Churchill.
Yeah.
They spent a lot of time on that. They wanted wanted him fired, blah, 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 on and on and on again. Yet they have nothing to say about Coulter's eccentricities. Why is that?
I don't know. I mean, she's definitely an advocate for Republican views. So
her venomous bile that she spits forward.
You know, I just by pure chance got roped into seeing her speak live about 6 months ago, and I had to leave. I walked out because I was so disgusted.
I know.
And it was a complete accident.
She's a weird woman, isn't she?
She is.
I think she's got a mental problem.
I don't know what she's got going on. She's so harsh and, ugh.
I know. She's got anger issues that she needs to have worked out.
Yeah.
She needs therapy. And as one person who has therapy to another person who needs therapy, and get therapy now. It'll really do you a world of good. 6:32, 28 minutes in front of 7 o'clock on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Let's get a look at progressive traffic now with the one and only Amelia Earhart.
Well, thank you, Jay. We do have a couple problems already in this morning's drive. Got a crash along southbound I-225 right at DTC Boulevard. Now, it's a car versus motorcycle, so you will find stop-and-go traffic as you make your way down towards I-25, heading into that tech center commute. Outside of that, we have a crash up in the Boulder area. Now, it lies along the diagonal highway southbound, so that's Boulder-bound right at J Road. We had a car cross three lanes and hit the center median, so you will find delays as you make your way between Longmont and Boulder. Now, outside of that, southbound 25 is jamming up between 104th and 84th, and along eastbound I-270, watch for those slower speeds between I-76 and Vasquez. Today's forecast calls for highs up around...
Herbs help this woman lose a lot of weight.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
Herbs can help you, too. Fiber to absorb fat, nopal cactus to metabolize sugars, and hootia to suppress your appetite, plus fat-burning agents and vitamins. And you know what contains all of these? Kaito Gold.
I didn't change my eating habits at all.
I'm Tom Martino. With this special, buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
The 2006 Summer of Stars and Coors Light Live welcomes Brad Paisley Friday, June 23rd at Coors Amphitheater.
Got you in trouble in high school.
Country music superstar Brad Paisley shines with energy. His amazing prowess on guitar and up-tempo hits provide a perfect night under the stars. Brad Paisley with special guest Sarah Evans. An amazing voice and talent that will light up the stage. Rising star Eric Church joins the fun along with Flappin' Jacks and the Railbenders. It's a country music jamboree not to be missed. Brad Paisley, joined by Sarah Evans, Eric Church, and more.
Yeah, when I get where I'm going.
Tickets are on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. 303-830-TIXS or Ticketmaster.com.
Another tip to the guy at the ice cream shop.
Part of the Coors
Flashlight Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book will download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95, but I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
Autos.com. Rocky's Autos, they're there to help you, and they're great folks to deal with. Mary and I have been dealing with them since 1997. Rocky's Autos, corner of 63rd and Federal.
What's inside? The JCPenney Saturday Bonus Sale, this Saturday only. Stores open early at 8 a.m. with incredible doorbusters 8 a.m. till 1. Like 60% off entire stock men's and young men's shorts. Plus, give yourself a bonus. Get extra coupon savings all day. $10 off a $50 purchase, $15 off $75 or more. The JCPenney Saturday Bonus Sale, this Saturday at 8 a.m. Don't miss it.
It's all inside.
JCPenney.
Some exclusions apply. See store for details. Sale ends June 10th.
Make this Father's Day one he won't forget with a gift from Lowe's. Choose any of these great gifts for only $39. A Black & Decker 18-volt drill with 75-piece kit and carry bag. Or a Dremel rotary tool with 49 bits and cutters. Or a 10-gallon 4-horsepower shop vac with super quiet motor. Can't make up your mind? Then get a Lowe's gift card or get 10% off your first purchase when you open a new Lowe's consumer credit card account from June 7th to the 11th. This Father's Day, hurry to Lowe's, where you can always find great gifts for great guys. Lowe's. Let's build something together. Offers may vary. See store for details.
Fighting for the little guy. It's the big guy, Jay Marvin, on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 636, 24 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. High today, 87, partly sunny. Thunderstorms in the forecast. It's Friday, and it's nice to be able to wake up with you this morning here on AM 760. Progressive Talk, working those woofers and tweeters. All right, do we have this Cyan Colder thing here? Okay, we got Michael Schroyer coming up in a few minutes here. But I want to take some of your calls about Ann Coulter. I want to know why the right wing is not as upset. If you didn't hear Coulter's whole encounter with Matt Lauer of the NBC Today show, in which NBC finally apologized, I believe, for putting Coulter on because they realized what a crackpot she is. But here's the interview. Listen to this.
In particular, a group that had been outspoken and critical of the administration. These self-obsessed women seemed genuinely unaware that 9/11 was an attack on our nation and acted as if the terrorist attack only happened to them. They believed the entire country was required to marinate in their exquisite personal agony. Apparently, denouncing Bush was an important part of their closure process, and this part is the part I really need to talk to you about. These broads are millionaires, lionized on TV and in articles about them, reveling in their status as celebrities and stalked by grieferazzis. I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much.
Yes.
Because they dare to speak out?
To speak out using the fact that they're widows. This is the left's doctrine of infallibility. If they have a point to make about the 9/11 commission, about how to fight the war on terrorism, how about sending in somebody we're allowed to respond to? No. We always have to respond to someone who just had a family member die.
But aren't they the
people
because
then if we
in the middle
respond,
of the story?
Oh, you're questioning their authenticity. No,
so
the
grieve,
story
but
is
grieve quietly.
No, the story is an attack on the nation.
And by the
that
way,
that requires a foreign policy response.
And
that
by
does
the way,
not entail
they also criticized the Clinton administration for their failures leading up to 9/11.
Not the ones I'm talking about.
No,
oh,
they have.
No.
They
oh,
have.
No.
But is your message to them
No. They were
grieving?
Cutting commercials for Kerry. They were using their grief in order to make a political point while preventing anyone from
if
responding.
If you lose a husband, you no longer have the right to have a political point of view?
No, but don't use the fact that you lost a husband as the basis for your being able to talk about it while preventing people from responding. Let Matt Lauer make the point. Let Bill Clinton make the point. Don't put up someone I'm not allowed to respond to without questioning the authenticity
of the
grief.
Apparently you are allowed to respond to them.
Well, yeah, I did.
Right, so in other words...
But that is the point of liberal infallibility, of putting up Cindy Sheen, of putting out these widows, of putting up Joe Wilson. No, you can't respond. It's their doctrine of infallibility.
Well, what I'm saying is
have somebody else make the argument.
I'm saying is I don't think they've ever told you can't respond. So why can't they
make
their
point?
Look,
you're getting testy with me.
No, I'm just, I think it's a dramatic statement. These broads, you know, are millionaires stalked by Greek paparazzi. I've never seen people enjoying their husband's death so much.
They're all over the news.
The book is called Godless, The Church of Liberalism. Ann Coulter, always fun to have you.
Yeah, always fun to have a crackpot on. Can you believe that woman? Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. Well, where's the right wing? I mean, she's picking on innocent people who are victims. And where's the right wing? How come the right wing has nothing to say about it? Let's go to Fran in Aurora. Fran, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Oh, hi. Can you hear me okay?
Sure.
Oh, I just first want to say, yuck, yuck, yuck. I realize my own tone of voice sounds way too much like hers. I'd better change it a little bit.
I don't think that it does. I would tell you if it did.
Okay. Well, I think I know exactly why the right wing doesn't say anything about Ann Coulter.
Because they're hypocrites.
Also because she's one of their own. And especially with these particular Republicans, they're all about protecting their own.
Yeah, I'd love to call, you know, Dan Kaplis or any of these other guys up that beat the drum about Churchill and ask them what they think now about Coulter.
I wonder how many lawsuits Dan Coulter's had.
You know, that I don't know. There's a story out about how she claims that she goes to some church and that she takes all these people to church with her. And then the church says that the director of the church is quoted as saying that... the Redmere Presbyterian Church, I guess, says that they've never seen her there. So I don't know what that all means. But it's supposed to be New York City's Redmere Presbyterian Church. But I really would love to see what the right wing has to say about it and why they're so quiet about her and why they've been quiet over the last 24 to 48 hours since this whole thing happened. Because you know what? If this were somebody on the left making the exact same statements, I don't think that they would sit there and remain quiet. I think that they would be all over the media trying to tar and feather us with any extreme outspoken person who might call themselves progressive, you know?
I know. They've done the same to Randy Rhodes, she's definitely not that way. She's outspoken. She can use things to make a point, but Randy's charming, and that's not just because I agree with her progressive point of view.
Well, I just am interested in the hypocrisy of these people on the right. Fran, thank you. Your voice does not sound like Ann Coulter's.
Okay. Well, thank you, Jay.
Okay, see you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right. All right, we'll take more calls on this and anything else you want to talk about this morning here at AM 760 Progressive Talk, 303-713-7600, 642, 18 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. But we're going to talk to Michael Schroer, CBS terrorist analyst, and ask him if indeed anything is now different about life in Iraq since al-Zarqawi has been killed. And this is a man who spent 22 years in the CIA and spent a lot of it chasing
quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, top lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's ENGLEHomesColorado.com.
Options and advice you'll feel right at home with. Learn,
sir, what would you do without glass?
Well, I'd be picking a lot more bugs out of my teeth.
And you, ma'am?
I'd be able to walk around naked all day. Woo!
What do you like most about glass?
I like how you can see through it.
And you?
I like how it holds beer.
But as everyone knows, glass breaks. And when it does, call Shock Glass at 720-266-4914. They're the insurance specialist and will handle all the paperwork for you, home, auto, or commercial. When glass breaks, think Shock Glass at 720-266-4914.
Get involved in a local support program or write letters and send care packages to those serving abroad.
This important message is from Mastercraft Truck Equipment, your complete one-stop truck equipment center. From conversions to parts and accessories, including the latest Adrian Steel van interiors. Visit Mastercraft Truck Equipment at 2180 West Cornell Avenue in Englewood.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we really do.
Initial parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
Hey, it's summertime! Time to get on the road with your Garmin GPS.
Turn left on Oak Street.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There navigation.
I'll take you there.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement, because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, pick up Underworld Evolution, Glory Road, or Firewall with Harrison Ford. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin, and then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
And don't forget, Baghetti will be with us Monday morning, every Monday morning, right after 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll get his take on the weekend's Talking Head shows and Progressive News. 303-713-7600. Right now, we're going to talk to CBS guest terrorism analyst Michael Schreuer to talk about the killing of Al-Zarqawi. Schreuer. Well, I'll get it right, Michael, here. It's early in the morning. Schreuer was a CIA employee for 22 years whose duties included being the head of Osama bin Laden unit from its inception from 1996 to 1999. We've had him on the program many times. And, Michael, sorry about butchering your last name there, but welcome back, and it's good to hear your voice.
Thank you, sir. You're very kind. That's all right.
All right, let's talk about the Zarqawi. I mean, everybody's making a big deal about it. It's all over the media yesterday. I mean, you were on CBS on the network about it. I know you did the various talking shows about it. It's still being talked about this morning. But does it really ever change anything?
Any day you can kill a man as smart and talented and brutal as Zarqawi is a good day for Americans. But in the general sense, it was a tactical victory of significant importance. But strategically, it's a kind of a neutral development, and over the long run might even be a negative development.
Now, why, Michael, would you say that it would be a negative development?
Osama bin Laden and al-Qaeda have rank-ordered the things they want to accomplish. The first is to force the United States as far as possible out of the Middle East. The second is to destroy the tyrannies that rule the Middle East and Israel, Egypt, Kuwait, UAE. And third, then, is to settle with the Shias, who they regard as godless heretics. And they want to do it in that order. Bin Laden has always feared that a Sunni-Shia civil war would detract and, in fact, derail the movement he's trying to start to drive the Americans out of the region. Zarqawi has been a very useful fighter for them because he's very good at what he does, but they haven't been able to keep him on the reservation in the sense that he's killed Shias just for the sheer joy of killing Shia. And with his death, I suspect what we're going to see is a gentleman appointed to head al-Qaeda in Iraq who will focus more closely on killing Americans, coalition forces, and the forces of the Iraqi government.
Do you think he was turned in by his own people?
Well, there's certainly that in the media. It could well be. Our intelligence officers and special forces have been trying to recruit sources around him. It could well be.
Or I mean, because he was off the reservation and because they couldn't control him. And then didn't Zahari or Hamid Zahari, didn't he send him that letter?
Yes, sir. And it's interesting because after the letter, Zarqawi abided by about everything that was in that letter. That was July of last year. And just within the last 3 weeks, he came out with a very bitter denunciation, violent denunciation of the Shias, and he was back off the reservation. Now, if you're Machiavellian enough, you could even think that Al-Qaeda doesn't really mind very much that he's no longer on the scene. Whether or not they would go so far as to finger him for us is something I think that's open to speculation, but there's nothing out there that says it.
Well, they get a martyr, don't they?
Oh, sure. And they'll announce very clearly that we're so happy that honored brother Abu Musab al-Zarqawi has embraced martyrdom. We made a very tragic mistake in the picture that the military published yesterday, and it's all over the media this morning. Zarqawi looks very composed and calm in death. And in the Islamic world, that kind of composure on in the face of a dead mujahideen, a warrior, signifies that he's been accepted by God as a martyr. So we really made a mistake that was unnecessary in putting that picture out so broadly.
Didn't anybody tell, is there anybody in the security services, didn't anybody tell them not to publish those pictures and put those pictures out?
Well, I would have thought they would have had some kind of a cultural expert to make sure that we were going to get as much value out of this event as we could, but apparently, you know, things happen very quickly sometimes, and they were so happy to have killed him, and rightfully so, that they just made an unnecessary mistake.
This is in no way, shape, or form going to put an end to the violence in Iraq.
No, sir, not at all. It may, you know, I think it's even questionable whether this will slow down the sectarian violence. The kind of drift towards civil war has developed such a head that maybe it's too late to stop it. But if it can be stopped or slowed down, you know, the Americans are hated, and the interim government are hated by both Sunnis and Shias. And any amount of time they have that they're not killing each other will surely be devoted toward killing the U.S.-led coalition and the Iraqi government forces.
All right, where does this put al-Qaeda and bin Laden with Zarqawi out of the scene?
Well, you know, the important thing is to me at least, we continue to misidentify or to identify al-Qaeda incorrectly as a terrorist group. It is modeled on insurgencies, the insurgent groups that fought the Soviets in Afghanistan. There is someone in the wings who was preparing to take Zarqawi's place, and he will do so. He won't be probably as talented as Zarqawi, but he also won't be a novice. He will be an understudy.
Will he be an Iraqi?
I suspect he may well be an Iraqi, or he will be another Arab who will show a lot of deference to the Iraqis, to the Iraqi insurgents. Al-Qaeda has been welcomed around the world because it has never sought to exert control over a local insurgency, whether it's in Kashmir or Thailand or Malaysia. Al-Qaeda shows up to help. And if you'll remember, one of the things Zawahiri told Zarqawi, he said, listen, you cannot be out ahead of the Iraqis. This has to be their resistance. So whether it's an Iraqi figure or an Egyptian or whatever it is, we're likely to see a person who shows a great deal more deference to the Iraqis.
6:53, 53 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Michael Schroyer with us, CBS terrorism analyst Michael Schroyer. Let me switch for a second. What's your take on Mogadishu?
Mogadishu is kind of an evolving problem for us. The Islamists there apparently have taken control of the country from the warlords. That doesn't necessarily mean they can contain the country or hold the country forever, but they have an ability to provide law and order, and at the end of the day, that's what the Somalis are looking for. It's like Afghanistan. The Taliban is increasingly popular because the Afghans remember the days that the Taliban provided law and order. For the United States, Somalia is a place where al-Qaeda likes to be. It gives them access to the east coast of Africa, but just as important, it's not very far at all from Yemen and from Saudi Arabia. and it allows them to infiltrate those two countries. So the rise of an Islamic government in Mogadishu is not good news for the United States.
Because it becomes an Al-Qaeda safe haven?
That's right, sir. I wouldn't make too much of it, but it's just one more place in the world where people can go for rest and relaxation, for training, for organizational meetings. You know, it's not as important as Iraq or Afghanistan, but it's a foothold on the continent of Africa, and Africa has clearly been a target for Al-Qaeda, and it also puts them within reach of Darfur, which is something that's of high interest to them, especially if the Americans and British go there in September.
I ask you this every time I have you on. I'll ask you again. Do you think there's any way, shape, or form we will ever, ever, ever get bin Laden?
Oh, I think there's always a chance, sir. I know my former colleagues at the agency work very hard against this, and so do our special forces. But it's a monumental job at the moment. As we've discussed before, he is living amongst a population to which he is both a guest and an Islamic hero. He lives in the highest mountains on earth, and he doesn't move around very much. And as Zarqawi just showed, these guys are only in danger when they're moving around. So it's going to take a lot of hard work, but you always, you know, they say you the harder you work, the luckier you get. So I think there's hope, but there's not any definite time. It's not a question of when we'll get him. I think there's a chance we may never get him.
You chased him for years. Do you ever sometimes sit back and feel that he's been forgotten?
He's certainly not respected. And I don't mean respected because he's a good man or a nice guy. But he's a historical force. There's no one who's changed the life of everyday Americans more than Osama bin Laden in the last 50 years. And I'm afraid we have the drain of resources, men, women, and technical and military resources to Iraq has just been stupendous, really. And he's kind of in the background, but he is a very important person in the Islamic world.
CBS terrorism expert and analyst Michael Schroyer. Michael, thank you for getting up this morning and being on the program. It's good to be able to discuss things with you again, and I hope to have you on again in the very near future.
It's always an honor for me, sir. I appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. All right, there you go. There's a man who knows exactly what he's talking about because he spent a lot of time on this, and spent a lot of time chasing bin Laden and knows a lot about what's going on. We're also going to get back to talking about Ann Coulter. We'll be doing that. And, you know, it's our usual open phone format, but this morning, for some reason, we just seem to have a lot of guests on this morning on this Friday, and usually we try to keep Fridays clear so you can call up and talk about whatever it is that you want to talk about. By the way, 59% said the United States made a mistake in going into war. That's a new high and a significant jump from the 34% in December 2004. This is an AP poll. The latest Associated Press Ipsos poll found that many Americans perceive the alleged atrocities against Iraqi civilians by U.S. forces as isolated incidents, while they say the U.S.-led invasion was a mistake, an unusual disconnect that sets this conflict apart from Vietnam. You know, we'll have to see how this changes with the whole Zarqawi killing. There's no doubt about it. I think all of us feel that we made a terrible mistake in getting in there. There are a few holdouts. You see people, these you conservatives, people on these right-wing talking head shows occasionally. Ann Coulter said it with Matt Lauer that we're doing the right thing in Iraq. He didn't pin her down on that. Didn't ask her what she thought about that and how she thinks we're doing the right thing there. And this whole idea that, if correspondents didn't do more than just sit around on in balconies in the green zone and cover the war from there, that used to be a conservative attacking point. Laura Ingraham used to mouth that a lot. Now I wonder what Laura Ingraham has to say in lieu of the Kimberly, the whole CBS news team. Blow up there with the death of the cameraman and the sound man. We'll continue here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Next up, we're going to talk to Andrew Romanoff and find out how the Dems did.
Get away this weekend for a real Colorado vacation. The Crusty Bar Trout Ranch offers the finest wild trout fishing from four crystal clear lakes near the spectacular Sangre de Cristos. Bring the whole family and stay in a cabin or at the RV parking campground. Go hiking, mountain biking, and the staff can also arrange horseback riding, whitewater rafting, and jeep tours. It's a Rocky Mountain family adventure at the Crusty Bar Trout Ranch, 1 hour southwest of Colorado Springs. For more information, call 1-800-453-4379.
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away.
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare, but you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right out.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
As news, I'm Frank Sedatani.
A new tape from Al-Qaeda's number two man. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato in Washington.
And Barry, this tape from Ayman al-Zawahiri may be interesting for what it says, but it's also interesting for what it does and doesn't say about Abu Musab al-Zarqawi.
There's praise for Zarqawi, Frank. God bless the persistent hero of Islam, Zawahiri says. Persistent is an odd word to use now that Zarqawi has been eliminated. The tape obviously was made before the bombing raid that killed him. Terrorism expert Micah Halperin's take.
Totally irrelevant. Totally irrelevant if it's old. Totally irrelevant if it's new. What's essential is not what they say, but that they're saying it.
That Al-Qaeda, he says, is now able to quickly send some sort of message after a setback.
Barry, what is the latest on Zarqawi's death?
The FBI is not wasting any time trying to trace his movements and contacts before he died. Some of his remains and the remains of two other insurgents were whisked to the FBI crime lab outside Washington in boxes tucked inside a green canvas bag. Technicians hope to extract DNA and compare it with evidence found at terrorist hideouts around Iraq.
In Iraq, officials who were worried Zarqawi's death would spark reprisals on Shiite Muslims going to Friday prayers, so they banned cars from Baghdad streets for 4 hours.
Having no vehicles on the road meant that no car bombers could get close to mosques without being shot first at many checkpoints. Now that the vehicle ban is no longer in effect, we may get a better idea of how the insurgent groups and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are going to react and how quickly they'll get back to business.
CBS News correspondent Elizabeth Palmer reporting from Baghdad. In Durham, North Carolina, the Duke University lacrosse team rape trial could become a case of she said, she said. CBS's Jim Krasula explains.
According to information from defense lawyers, a second exotic dancer in the Duke lacrosse rape case initially told police the allegations against three players were a crock. Kim Roberts said the two women were together the whole time they were at a team party. Roberts later told reporters that she did think a rape occurred. Defense lawyers say prosecutors ignored Roberts' initial statements when they got court permission to obtain players' photographs and DNA samples. Jim Krasula, CBS News.
Soccer fans from Poland and countries around the world are in Germany for today's opening of the World Cup. Poland plays Ecuador in one of the first-round matches. More than 3 million people are expected to take in the matches in person. Millions more will watch on television. In this country, the NBA Finals are underway, and Dallas drew first blood, beating Miami in Game 1. More choice and lower prices for cable TV. Supporters say that's what a bill the House passed last night could do. The bill lifts barriers that make it harder for the phone company to break cable TV monopolies. The Senate is still working on its version of the cable bill. Ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P futures are about 3 points higher. This is CBS News.
There are infinite dynamics in business. For instance, the just-in-time inventory that really is dynamic. Or the every SKU already has a customer dynamic. Or the I've escaped from the crushing shackles of my supply chain dynamic. How do you achieve these kinds of dynamics? Microsoft Dynamics. Software solutions that are specially designed to improve customer relationship, financial, and supply chain management. To find out more, visit Microsoft.com/Microsoft Dynamics.
The following is a message from Pfizer.
Dr. Drew Pinsky here on a subject most guys would rather ignore, erectile dysfunction. Believe it or not, nearly half of all guys over 40, and some even younger, have ED. If your sex life leaves something to be desired, even part of the time, do something about it. To learn more about ED and how to treat it, talk to your doctor or visit JustAskToday.com. Do it for you and your partner.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Colorado Representative John Salazar says the news of Al Zarqawi's death is welcome here, but he's not optimistic about it ending the American involvement in Iraq.
This is a step in the right direction towards getting, I think, the Iraqi government to take charge of their own destiny. And that is our number one mission, is to try to get the Iraqis in charge of their own future and bring our troops home.
Salazar says Congress is concerned about possible retaliation for the attack that killed Al Zarqawi, but he believes it will die down quickly, just as the violence after the election did. Hope is fading for two women whose goal to climb Alaska's Mount Foraker may have met a tragic end. Sue Nada Vail and her climbing partner, Karen McNeil, were last seen May 12th when they left base camp. An accident with a machine gun at Fort Carson. One soldier is dead, eight others are wounded. The accident happened during a training exercise. One of the surviving soldiers remains at Memorial Hospital in the Colorado Springs. Five of those soldiers suffered hearing loss. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We're still looking at a heavy drive this morning across I-225 southbounders. You're jamming now from the Dayton Street Bridge heading southbound towards Yosemite due to a crash involving a car and a motorcycle. So give yourself a bit of extra time as you make your way between Aurora and the Tech Center this morning. Now, the rest of the drive is just jam-packed. Eastbound I-70 is now heavy between I-25 and Brighton Boulevard. Same goes for eastbound 6th Avenue between Federal and I-25. And, of course, those southbound lanes are thick between 104th Avenue and 84th Avenue. If you're traveling up in the Boulder area, watch for a crash along southbound Highway 119 right at J Road. That's the diagonal highway, and you will find delays making your way into Boulder heading in from Longmont. Today's forecast calls for highs up in the mid-90s, and we are currently at 70 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Whether your child needs to catch up, keep up, or get ahead in school, Sylvan Learning Center can help with personalized tutoring to meet your child's individual needs. Don't wait to make a difference. Call Sylvan today and see why more parents turn to Sylvan than to any other tutor. Call 1-800-EDUCATE today.
I'm Mark Major with Aspen Tire, and I want to earn your tire business with multiple locations, the best pricing on tires, and the best customer service in the industry. Shop the competition, then call Aspen Tire. 888-401-AUTO. That's 888-401-AUTO.
Summertime!
Time to get on the road with your Garmin GPS.
Turn left on Oak Street.
Garmin, the leader in We'll Take You There navigation.
I'll take you there.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin. On AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:06, 6 minutes after 7. High today, 87. Friday morning, nice to have you along here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's go talk to one of my favorite folks, the Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. And, Mr. Speaker, good morning and welcome to the program.
Morning, Jay. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. How about yourself?
Good, thanks.
All right, the legislative session is over with, and you've got kind of a grading thing here and how we did. And let me ask you a couple of questions on some of these things. How do we do on strengthening the economy?
Well, I think that we did an A. You know, I'm probably not the most objective grader in the world, but even the Owens administration said that the economic development package we put together this year was the best ever. It includes a boost in higher education, which is the best way, I think, to grow our economy, along with significant investments in tourism and transportation, bioscience, biotechnology, film, the arts, some of our homegrown industries like wineries. We're trying to figure out a good way to bring and keep good jobs in this state, and that was our top priority in the legislative session. We put a package on the governor's desk. He signed it all.
So that one, that category, strengthening the economy, went okay.
I think so.
All right, let's move on to something, though, that didn't fare as well. improvement in public education. What was the governor's reason once again? And I always find it interesting that he does these on Friday so that they're buried in a Saturday paper and you have to go look for them. Local revenues for full-day kindergarten, he vetoed that. And what was his reasoning behind that?
Well, the proposal there was to allow local districts to decide whether they want to increase the revenues they dedicate to full-day kindergarten and high-quality preschool programs, because a lot of school districts around the state recognize that investing in early childhood education makes sense. I mean, they want to make sure, like you and I do, that every kid can start first grade ready to learn. The governor does not believe in giving school districts that option. He calls it a tax increase. The proposal itself just gave districts the opportunity to ask voters whether they wanted to increase revenues. The governor doesn't believe in giving voters or districts that opportunity.
Isn't he the same guy, though, that thinks that local municipalities ought to make decisions for themselves and that the state should not get involved?
Yeah, I mean, you put your finger on a very funny phrase at the Capitol. It's called local control, and it's one we toss around a lot and, frankly, don't always live up to. It means we want local governments to do what they want when we agree with them.
So, in other words, Do I dare? I can. You don't have to say it. I'll say it. I mean, I think the governor is being a little bit hypocritical here.
That's one word.
That's one word you could use?
It's a long word. I don't know if it fits in a headline.
Okay, well, I stuck it in my headline. Early childhood councils, he also vetoed that. Why? What was the reason behind that?
You know, I don't know. I've got to go back and reread the message there, because we work pretty hard with folks like the Colorado Children's Campaign to craft a proposal. I will tell you, I'm disappointed. I worked, as you may know, for Roy Romer once upon a time. There was a governor committed to early childhood education. Both Roy and his wife, Bea Romer, started programs like Bright Beginnings. This governor, unfortunately, has not shown the same sort of dedication. I remember going into, I haven't told this story before, but I'll tell you on the air here, one of the very first bills I introduced a couple years back would have helped more little 3- and 4-year-olds get access to preschool, because we know that if we miss that window where their little brains need stimulation, it's not easily replicated. That's what every study of cognitive development tells us. And I said, okay, Governor, we talked to some of his policy staff, how about giving these little at-risk kids a chance to enjoy the same sort of opportunities that their more affluent counterparts receive? And I remember, and I don't know if the fellow was speaking for the administration or not, but the policy person I talked to in Governor Owen's office said, look, if we do that, if we make preschool available to more kids, you're going to make it more attractive for women to go to work. We don't want that to happen.
Oh, jeez. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
That's real nice.
So, and the result is, and in pursuit of the sort of ideological agenda, little kids aren't getting the opportunities they need. And they're having a very difficult time making up the ground they lose. There's pretty compelling evidence here, and I feel pretty passionately about this subject. You can look at third-grade CSAP scores and tell the difference between kids who got high-quality early childhood education and those who didn't. The gap is tremendous, even by third-grade reading and writing. And you don't have to, you know, find a test score. You can ask a teacher or a parent. It's not even, you know, rocket science. It's just common sense.
And explain CSAP, because I get, because I get people who move here who send me emails asking me, and I'm getting tired of explaining it all the time.
No, I should. And it's CSAP is literally in some quarters a four-letter word.
It is.
But it's the Colorado Student Assessment Program.
Right.
It's the test we use to measure kids' progress in different grades and different subjects, and it has become sort of the holy grail of accountability in our education system.
Yeah, you're right. And some people hate it, and other people seem to overwhelmingly support it. All right, public school facilities. He vetoed that one, too.
Yeah, we've got a serious backlog in school construction needs. The state historically has not made that a priority. We've left, again, to local districts the job of fixing their buildings. The problem is, as you know, in some school districts that are so poor and growing so fast they can't keep up, we've been sued. We've actually had to settle a case. It's called Giardino, a lawsuit for some of the poorest school districts whose buildings were literally caving in on the kids who were trying to study there. We still owe about $150 million toward those repairs, and that's just the tip of the iceberg. If you actually took the time, and some folks have, to survey the quality of the facilities in schools around the state, you'd find a multi-billion-dollar shortfall.
All right, let's jump to something that's a real, really bothers me. Let's get to the cutting the cost of health care. Prescription drug discounts. He vetoed that. You know what I want to know? I want to know how much money did Pharma put in his last campaign?
That's a fair question, and I don't know the answer. This is the most disappointing decision of the whole session and one of the most important bills to die on the governor's desk. Senate Bill 1 would have allowed Colorado to pool its purchasing power with other states in order to negotiate deeper discounts from the drug industry. The drug industry opposed this bill, not surprisingly, and the legislature passed it. And the governor had a choice. He could take our side and the side of consumers, the side of folks who want relief from high prescription drug prices, or he could take the side of the drug industry, and that, of course, is the side he took. That's what I told the reporters the other day. If you want relief from prescription drug prices, the best prescription is a new governor.
Yeah, you know, because either two things are going on here. Either he's angling for a job with them as a lobbyist after he leaves office, or he took significant campaign contributions from Pharma to, in order to side with them, because this is disgusting. This is a failure of SB1 is totally and completely disgusting.
I think it's one of the best reasons to put Bill Ritter in that job next year.
Yeah, you know what? I would agree. That topic, along with the idea of drug importation, really bothers me a lot. Why we can't import cheaper drugs from other countries when we import all other kinds of foodstuffs from other countries? You know,
I want to give two colleagues, Alice Madden and Bob Hagedorn, credit on this score because they worked pretty hard to build a bipartisan coalition in support of this bill, and the governor's decision really hurts not just our batting average because we're trying to get more bills signed, but it will force more families in this affluent state to choose between filling their medicine cabinet or their refrigerator. That is an unhappy, unnecessary choice.
Yeah, it is. Healthcare, is, in general, we failed, according to your grading.
Well, I think we put the legislature put a number of proposals on the governor's desk. Unfortunately, he vetoed many of the most significant. I will say we did some good this session. The governor signed two bills that will make healthcare more available, especially to folks in rural Colorado and to folks without insurance. Telemedicine, a way to get health care virtually available to folks where it is physically unavailable, is one proposal he signed. And another, and I think this is important and worth celebrating, was Senate Bill 44. That says that community health centers will become more available to folks without insurance, so those families don't have to continue to use the emergency room as their primary source of treatment.
And, of course, the emergency contraception bill by Betty Boyd, that went down the tubes.
Yeah, that was the third or fourth year in a row. We put a similar proposal on the governor's desk last year that would have required hospitals to provide just information, not actual emergency contraception, just tell rape victims where they can get emergency contraception. The governor said no. We tried again. This time we said in the bill he vetoed this year, okay, how about pharmacists? Can we allow them to prescribe emergency contraception? There was an FDA panel, you may know, that Food and Drug Administration panel that said emergency contraception ought to be available over the counter. We tried to split the difference and said if docs aren't going to be prescribing it and if you can't get it over the counter, how about letting pharmacists do the trick? Governor, again, said no. And I think one of the most disappointing decisions was the decision made by our Republican colleagues, including those who supported the bill as it moved through the House and the Senate. We took a vote to override the governor's veto, and they said, you know what, we're more concerned with protecting the governor than the victims of sexual assault. Mm. They made that speech on the floor of the House last year, and I thought it was appalling.
Yeah, that is appalling. So overall, this legislative session.
I think this, and again, I'm pretty biased on this score, I think this was certainly the most productive legislative session of the 6 years I've been there. I went back to the opening day of the session, took a look at what we promised, balanced the budget, strengthen the economy, rescue higher education, make preschool more available to at-risk kids, make a difference on health care. I think we kept every single promise we made on opening day, and 90% of our bills made it through the governor's office.
And do you think we're going to retain control of the legislature this November?
I'm spending the next 5 months of my life with no other mission in mind, and I'm asking all my friends and neighbors and loved ones and their pets to do the same.
Yeah, I would agree 100%. We need to maintain control and put Bill Ritter in the governor's office. No question about that. Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff, thank you so much for your time this morning, and have a good weekend.
Yeah, you too. Thanks very much.
Okay, there he is, Speaker of the House, Andrew Romanoff. We thank him for joining the program this morning. It's 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 87. Open phones, 303-713-7600. If you want to get back to talk about Ann Coulter, you can do that. Or you talk about anything else you want to talk about, Zerkali. Whatever it is that may be on your mind, let's talk about it. And then we've got Diana DeGette coming up right after 8:05. So,
okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-774-1451. That's 1-800-774-1451. 1-800-774-1451.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. We believe you shouldn't have to spend hundreds of thousands of dollars to advertise on the radio. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy by giving you the chance to shop for radio in a no-pressure environment where you can decide how much you want to spend and where you want to spend it. We keep your costs low by offering a smaller number of commercials and letting you pick the customers that you want to reach. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com. That's CustomersAreListening.com.
Swiss cheese and a spicy chili schmear, all in a fresh baked challah roll. So now you can hop in the car, grab a spicy Elmo, and hit the office, where the boss will come up to you and ask how you are, and you'll say great. And your boss will see that you truly are great, you're poised for greatness, and he'll shiver in awe and tell you to get back to work. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Oil is the lifeblood of your engine. So get more life out of your car and change your oil and filter every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol motor oil, you'll get a free oil filter valued at up to $3.99. See store for details. So don't put off your next oil change any longer. Protect your engine and save money doing it with a free oil filter from AutoZone.
Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Lace up those running shoes, hit the pavement, and get ready to join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the second annual Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate Women's Only 8K.
8K. Registration begins at $35.
With portions of the proceeds benefiting Big Brothers and Big Sisters of Denver,
as well as the gathering place.
Log on to am760.net. It's the Arby's Rocky Mountain Half Marathon and Seagate 8K with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
23 minutes after 7, 87 AM 760 Progressive Talk. Caught me a little bit of muffin in my mouth. You know, the other thing, too, is when you're used to having somebody else working in here with you, then you come in and you have to work by yourself, and it throws you off. Pick up Todd. He's out doing rock and roll stuff today, but I miss him. All right, 303-713-7600, and we'll take your calls. Let's go to Ken in Evergreen. Ken, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Go, Ken. It's your turn.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I did want to say something about Ann Coulter, but first, the thing up in Weld County, up in Greeley, isn't it totally legitimate to respond scatologically to scatological policy proposals? I mean, I think that's really funny in an Animal House kind of way.
Yeah,
and
but it's portrayed
by a 63-year-old woman, I think it's
kind of weird.
Yeah, you know, it's in poor taste, but. You know, I mean, and then they preferred charges against her.
Yeah. Well, that's Marilyn Manson Musgrave's people, you know.
Well, I mean, you know, whether it's Ann Coulter or Marilyn Musgrave or Bill Frist or whatever, these guys are victims all the time.
Constantly.
They hold all the wheels of power. Churches, I mean, hell, I mean, I left Evergreen this morning and I was just counting. I passed no fewer than six churches before I got to I-70 this morning. I mean, we're not an unreligious country. Religion isn't under attack.
No,
that
it's
is
not.
What I,
you know, you're right. It isn't under attack, and they're not being persecuted. How can they be persecuted when they comprise 85% of people who believe in Christianity?
Exactly, and you know, we're a far more church going nation than the nations of Europe. But that isn't what I called about. I did want to say something about Ann Coulter.
Sure, go ahead.
She in her screed. This time she talks about, you know, it's the liberal ideology that conspires against discussion of this issue, and that we can't criticize or take issue with the 9/11 widows. And I never see that at all. I mean, there's been a great deal of discussion and blame making and legitimate discussion about these things, but making an ad hominem attack. The only thing that conspires against that is simple human decency and good manners.
Yeah, I agree. But I also still want to know what I originally brought up last hour. I want to know where the right wing is on this. I mean, because they were after Ward Churchill with a net. Now these same people are quiet when she makes these attacks on people who lost their husbands in 9/11, for God's sakes. And
yeah,
they're not supposed to speak out? They're not supposed to have any kind of a political view?
Talk about blaming the victim.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, all right, so where are the capitalists and the rest of them?
Exactly.
They're all silent. And, why are they quiet?
Well, maybe it's out of just abject embarrassment.
You think that's what it is?
No. I think they just don't eat their own. I mean, when, you know, we as progressives, Democrats, I mean, we all have opinions, and we're not at all shy about expressing them. You and I have disagreed a time or two.
Yeah.
But that, you know, at the end of the day, I mean, you and I are still on the same side. But that doesn't mean that we can't have differing opinions. I mean, we can hold complex ideas. Sometimes, I mean, some of the folks on the other side, and not all of them, I mean, I'm not trying to make some kind of
No, I understand
that,
what you're saying. They, you know what it is? What it is, we've talked about it here a lot. They have a tendency to cover for their own. They have a tendency to hang together. They have a tendency to look the other way when it comes to their own. We don't have that same tendency. You and I would get on the phone over some topic.
Well, the last time you and I talked, we mixed it up pretty good.
Yeah, we mixed it up pretty good about something. It doesn't mean that you can't come back and we can't talk again. It doesn't mean that you and I aren't on the same side. But it's something that we seem to have that they don't have.
Free thought, free will. I had a thought.
We're often criticized for it. I mean, I think there's an upside to it, and I think there's a downside to it. I think that the upside to it is that there's more free flow of information on our side and more opinions being batted around. I think the downside is that it's harder to brand us. And it's harder for us to come up with brandable selling points to the uncommitted out there who may be in the middle looking for some place to go.
they certainly have a great deal of discipline, and you've mentioned this, and I'm sure you've seen this. And I have friends that are as adamant toward, you know, in their support of George Bush as I am adamantly opposed. But I mean, I'll hear them parrot the same things that I maybe heard a senator say.
Yeah, exactly.
I never do that. I mean, I may paraphrase, but I mean, I won't even use the same terminology. I mean, I'll run it through my own filter, and I may tweak it a little bit. And that doesn't mean that I'm in disagreement, but it means that I've run it through my own process, whatever the hell that is. It's better on some days than others, but I guess we're less disciplined, but I like being around free thinkers better. I guess.
Brian, how about this? How about this idea? We don't use talking points.
Exactly. And, you know, we've read books. I mean, Waldman's books talks about it. Being right is not enough.
Right.
About, you know, out of the Republican National Committee, they burn up the fax machines every morning.
Yep.
And the talking points go to Hannity and O'Reilly and Hume and everybody at Fox News, and they go to Rush Limbaugh and they go to G. Gordon Liddy. And if you would flip through those shows and radio programs during the day, you would hear not only the same topics being discussed, but the same exact terminology. I mean, they're like the Stepford Party.
Do you think it's a bad thing that we don't do that?
I think it puts us at a competitive disadvantage come election time and when it comes to policy formation, but I wouldn't want it the other way.
All right, fair enough. Hey, Ken, great call, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
All right, so two lines open at 303-713-7600, and there's a vote going on in the Senate today about net neutrality. And I haven't brought that up yet, and I'll get to it hopefully before the morning is out here. Boy. You know, you get a cold, and it just takes 2 to 3 weeks to beat that sucker down, doesn't it? Doesn't it take 2 or 3 weeks to subdue that, Amelia?
You'd feel better if Todd was here.
You'd feel better if Todd was here, or
no,
I would feel better?
No, I think you would.
Well, yeah, you kind of miss not having another person in here working with you.
Yeah.
So all of a sudden, then you got to readjust your style and fly solo.
Yeah.
Phones are slow this morning, too, at 303-713-7600. What's that all about, Amelia?
I don't know. Maybe they're just taking it all in this morning.
Yeah. You think that's it?
Maybe.
It's Friday. We're all worn out.
Yeah.
You know what my problem is? I'm 14 days away from vacation.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. You know how you get when you're 14 days away from vacation? Suddenly you're like, you know, you get like, 14 days from vacation. Oh, then you start getting lazy. Like I admitted yesterday, instead of doing my reading like I normally do in the afternoon, I went home and watched a movie.
What'd you watch?
I watched that movie with Harrison Ford and Virginia Madsen, Firewall.
Uh-huh.
And it's pretty good.
Yeah. I have not seen that one.
And I shouldn't have screwed around and did that, but I did it. And instead of reading the current edition of Nation magazine, I did that instead.
Think
that's bad to have a day a week where you just screw off?
Absolutely not. I try to do that, you know, at least once a week.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. I love afternoon movies.
Oh, so I'm not alone in this.
No way.
Oh, okay. Now I don't feel so bad. All right, what's going on with the traffic this morning?
Oh, fortunately, that crash across southbound 225 got cleared from the roadway right at Yosemite, but the bad news is we now have a new hit-and-run crash across northbound I-225 just after Alameda. Now, that's blocking up the right-hand lane with jamming back to Parker Road. Southbounders across I-25, you've got that slowing up on the north end as you make your way out of Thornton and North Glen, but you also have a crash southbound on that ramp to Alameda, so you will find slowing as you make your way off the highway drive. Now, outside of this, highways are just jam-packed. Eastbound C-470 is thick between Lucent and University on that approach to I-25. The same goes for 6th Avenue heading eastbound between Federal and the 25 interchange as well. And as you make your way across 270 in Commerce City, watch for that slowdown to stretch eastbound between I-25 and Vasquez. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-90s and
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. I've been in the window and remodeling industry for over 35 years. I pride myself on quality work done in a timely manner, no matter how big or small your project. From making your home more accessible for a physically challenged relative to something as small as adding a doggy door for your pet, Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at KirkpatrickWindowsDenver.com.
Coors Light Live welcomes VH1 Classic presents Poison, the hottest rock concert of the summer. Poison, 20th Anniversary World Tour. Brett Michaels, Bobby Dahl, CC DeVille, Ricky Wise. Joining the party, Cinderella, July 16th at Coors Amphitheater. Poison, bringing the biggest show on the road this summer. 20 years of hits.
This is Brett Michaels personally inviting you to the party.
Poison with Cinderella. Special guest, Rock's new Bad Boys and Denver After. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketmaster locations or HOV.com. Log on to PoisonWeb.com and BrettMichaels.com for more. Pick up their brand new CD, 20 Years of Rock, in stores now. Part of the Coors Light Live Concert Series, produced by House of Blues Concerts.
Job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400. Or check us on the web at excelroofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
New this week at the video station in Boulder, pick up Underworld Evolution, Glory Road, or Firewall with Harrison Ford. The video station has Colorado's largest selection of rentals available, with over 50,000 titles to choose from. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Hello, this is Ronnie from All American Vogue. I want to take this time to salute the American labor unions and the labor movement. Because without them, America still might have a 6 or 7 day work week. These are the people that helped to give us the weekend, and they deserve our appreciation. All American Vogue has gifts for the politically conscious and unconscious. Come see us at 10 South Broadway, one block south of First Avenue at Ellsworth, or call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
AM 760 and McStain Homes want you to win a chef-prepared and served dinner party. A chef will shop, prepare, and serve a three-course meal for you and five friends. Log on to am760.net now. This unique gift idea is brought to you by SignatureDays.com and McStain Homes.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah! All right! Fight the power! 736, 36 minutes past the hour. High 87. Chance of some thunderstorms happening here, and it's open phone Friday at 303-713-7600. I love this song, Public Enemy. Yeah. 1984! I always want to say 84, but it's 89. All right, son of a funky drummer. Got soul, brothers and sisters. All right. So let's get back on the phones here, and we need to go to Barb in Fort Collins. Barb, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Barb.
Hi. I just want to make one strong point, because I can't sit by and listen about and watching the television and reading the news about this stupid picture of Zarqawi. It's just, we're no different than them by putting him on display.
Well, we're proving to the world that we killed him.
But we don't need to have a picture. Why do we need a picture? We're no different than those mass terrorists.
Because by showing a picture, what we're doing is we're ruining the day of the tinfoil hat conspiracy who wants to say, well, they claim they killed him, but we never saw any picture of the body, so therefore we're not sure whether he's dead or alive.
I don't agree with it.
I mean, the picture's offending. There's no question about it. And there's overkill of it, and I'm tired of seeing it. But that's the reason that they're doing it. The reason they're doing it is to put to rest the idea that we didn't get him.
Right. Which I understand that point, but it still makes me feel like we're no different than the rest. We're no, like, I mean, if...
Well, we are different than the rest. I mean, I don't think you would put our troops or ourselves on the same level as you would Zarqawi and Al-Qaeda, would you?
No, I'm just saying that I don't think we stepped up to the plate and made us, like, we're a stronger country. I just didn't agree with it, and I couldn't see the reason. I mean, you explained the reason for it, but, and I understand that point, but I guess it's just, we need to do something different to make them realize, and then once we make them realize that, you know, all these terrorists, I mean, do we just eliminate them all, or do we just get out of Iraq? What do we
do?
When
you're talking about the terrorists, are you talking about the homegrown insurgents?
Well, yeah,
are you talking about the foreign fighters? Who are you talking about here?
Well, see, originally, specifically, it's the I'm just trying to get my thoughts clear. Originally, and I've listened to you for months now, and I totally understand where the reason that we went to Iraq was wrong. I mean, 9/11 didn't have anything to do with Iraq.
No, it had nothing to do with it.
Right. So the ingrown insurgents are getting worse and worse. And I think that's a result of the U.S. being there and the troops being there and... You know, we're not doing any, I'm not sure. I mean, I don't want to state that we're not doing the right thing, but yet.
I don't think we are doing the right thing. I think we're inflaming the situation by being there.
Yeah. But again, I totally respect the people that have been to Iraq, and I can't quote, like, I wouldn't be able to say they're not doing something. They're probably doing quite a bit, but we're not in there for the right reasons, and we need to get out, period.
Well, I think most of us feel that way. And disagreeing with the policy does not mean that you don't support the troops. That's something that the right wing likes to use against us. And that's their intellectual infallibility, as Ann Coulter likes to talk about.
Yeah,
that to try to challenge our patriotism because we don't agree with the policy of the government at the present time.
Well, Ann Coulter's a bit of a wing nut, too.
Yeah, she's a bit of one. She's a sociopath. Barb, thanks. I appreciate the call.
Thank you.
Have a
great day. Bye.
Two lines open at 303-713-7600. Here's Peter in Boulder. Peter, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Morning.
Hey.
Hey, stellar work with Big Head the last couple days.
Yeah, he'll be back next Wednesday, hopefully.
I think you should go out on the internet, go to one of those diploma mills and get him a doctorate, and then he can be like Dr. Bighead, and we can ask him questions like Dr. Laura.
Yeah, there you go.
You know, Dr. Laura, she's got her degree is in physiology, but she tries to pass herself off as like a professional psychiatrist. So we could just ask Todd questions about stuff he doesn't know. Like, Todd, I've got an adjustable rate mortgage, and should I switch over? Plus, I got this rash on my elbow. And then he can just wing it and, you know, BS.
Yeah, I just give you all kinds of answers.
Yeah, it could just be Ask Dr. Bighead.
And, ask Dr. You know, it's the Ask Dr. Bighead segment of the program, ladies and gentlemen.
But anyway, regarding Ann Coulter, I saw her when she spoke at CU in 2004, and it was the most ugly, just venomous, bile-spewing, hate-mongering I have ever witnessed in my life.
On her part or the part of the audience?
On her. She was saying, you know, Indians were savages who, get this, polluted the land, deserved to die, you know. It was just unbelievable, more trash like that. And then I got on the Kaplis and Silverman show the other day for about 10 minutes, and I gave it to Dan. What he basically said was, she's right on just about everything, but this time she stepped over the line. That is totally untrue. There's a great website. It's anticoulter.com. So A-N-T-I Coulter.
He told you on the air that she's right on just about everything except she stepped over the line this time?
Yeah. Oh, he repeated that several times. And then
this guy's an educated lawyer. Where does he get off on that kind of logic?
He's an ideologue. He says he pursues the truth, but he's like a Republican spin doctor. I mean, there's no... I should ask him someday... What could George Bush possibly do that you would finally criticize him? Like, you know, attack a kid on the White House lawn with a croquet mallet or something. But he defended her. Gunny Bob Newman, another, you know, right-wing nutcase, he was saying that she just, you know, mopped the floor with Matt Lauer. And if you saw the tape or heard the interview, plus if you heard the audience reaction to her, they were like, just disgusted.
I thought I thought if you looked at the whole thing, if you saw the tape, if you looked at the whole thing, she seemed to be very, very, in the beginning of the interview, she seemed to be very, very slow on the uptake. Like, he would ask her a question, and she'd kind of go like, well, I don't know, and then she would give like a very slow reaction. It was like, I thought to myself, boy, I feel sorry for her. She's off her game today.
I would recommend to everyone, go to that anticulture.com. Also, David Horowitz, well-known right-winger, he slams her. Google, like, David Horowitz and Ann Coulter. He wrote, like, a, you know, 5- or 10-page diatribe saying just how totally out to lunch she is.
Well, at least he's consistent, because he went after Ward Churchill pretty hard. So I'd like to see people like Kaplis and others. I mean, they went after Ward Churchill pretty hard for his comments about 9/11. What do they have to say about Coulter and her comments about 9/11?
You know, the only person I could compare her to on the left would be Mike Malloy, who I think is like a left-wing hate monger. And when he accused you of not being too liberal, I would take that as a compliment. And the only difference being he doesn't lie as much. He's vicious. He calls, like, he's called Scott McClellan a little Nazi piglet. He said conservatives should have their heads put in vices and have their eyes pulled out the other night. I just turn him off most of the time.
Well, you know, he and I used to work with him. Did you know that?
No.
Oh, yeah. He and I don't get along personally.
Bring back...
Has he made disparaging comments about me on the air?
Yeah, no, he didn't say anything about you that I heard.
Oh, well, good. Good.
Bring back Phil Hendry. You know, put some fluff in place of that liberal hate speech. I mean, he gives us a bad name.
You know, people who get to extremes like that, though, on either side, get to be a drag. Because, you know what? Because then nothing ever really gets decided. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's for sure.
I mean, it never goes anywhere. Peter, thanks, man. Appreciate it.
All right. Have a great day.
Take care. And I used to be that extreme on the air, too, and I try to tone that down. I just don't feel the need to do it anymore because it just doesn't take you anywhere to make outrageous. You know, Michael Savage is another guy. Michael Wieners is his real name. Is another guy who gets on the air and makes all these really outrageous comments about people and about things. And it doesn't do anything to, you know, it's making a cheap buck. It's just Carnival Barker's showmanship, kind of like Bill O'Reilly. 7:46, 14 minutes away from 8 o'clock. One line open at 303-713-7600. And it's open phones here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Good to have you along this morning.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Your drive heading out of the Denver Tech Center up into Aurora just got a little bit more difficult this morning. We've got a crash blocking up the right-hand lane of northbound I-225. Just after Alameda. Now we're backed up all the way to Parker Road, and that is stop-and-go traffic, so do give yourself a bit of extra time as you make your way up north. Now, southbound I-225 is still jamming up between Colfax and Yosemite, and again, on that approach to I-25, and I-25 itself, of course, is jamming up on the north end between 112th Avenue heading down towards 84th, and again, between I-70 and Spear, and south of here, you'll still find a two-car crash in the cleanup stages on the off-ramp to Alameda. Today's forecast calls for highs up in the mid-90s and a chance for showers later on this afternoon. Currently, we're at 74 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Priest Engineering reminds parents that recent reports have shown teen drivers at greater risk for fatal accidents. In fact, more American teenagers die in car wrecks than in any other way, over 5,000 per year. Caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Priest Engineering in Centennial. That's Priest Engineering wishing the 2006 graduates all the best.
7:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. The record for the largest number of puppies in a dog litter is 23. Now, you know, when we got Coco, she was part of a litter, but there weren't 23, that's for sure. But there was something really rare in that litter, or possibly the litter before, and that was a what they call a blue corgi. I had never seen one of those. It's a corgi with kind of a gray coloring to it. A blue corgi, I've never seen one. If you've seen one of those, let me know about them. They're beautiful, beautiful dogs. Not to say that Coco's not a beautiful dog, because Coco is a beautiful dog. You know, if you love your puppy as much as we love Coco, who is now 2 years old, and is still kind of in the quasi-puppy stage, but your puppy depends on you to take care of them, and your puppy can get all the help that he or she needs with Purina One. Purina One can help with two puppy formulas to choose from, growth and development formula or large breed puppy formula. Both are made with DHA, a nutrient also found in mother's milk for vision and brain development. Real lamb or chicken is the first ingredient. Both are made with rice to be gentle on your puppy's stomach. Try Purina One and see the healthy difference in your puppy. We certainly did in ours. And if you've got a puppy or an adult dog, there's a Purina One formula that's right for you and your pet, no matter what age. So call 1-888-606-BARK. That's 1-888-606-BARK. Take the Purina One 30-day challenge, and you'll get a coupon for a free 4-pound bag of Purina One for your puppy or your adult or your senior dog. There's nothing better than Purina, I'll tell you right now. And you can pick up Purina at any of the Petco stores, because that's where the pets go.
AM 760, Progressive Traffic.
Taking a look at I-25, got a new problem southbound. There's a rollover accident. Three cars involved here southbound I-25 just before Logan. Just wanted to keep you guys updated on that. The left lane is blocked up, and only that right lane and right-hand shoulder is getting by. So if you have the opportunity, use another alternate route such as Santa Fe to get south of the city. Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Ladies, get your smile on.
There's nothing like fresh roasted turkey and succulent ripe tomatoes to get me excited about a sandwich. But there is one thing that can make me want it even more. The delicious taste and crispy crunch of baked Lay's potato crisps. A sandwich and baked Lay's. I think I'm in love.
Ladies, get your smile on.
For a match made in heaven, make a fast stop into Wendy's for a new deli fresh frescata sandwich and an irresistible bag of baked Lay's.
Computer security threats such as spam, spyware, viruses, phishing attacks, and pop-up ads invade your business every day through email, web browsing, and instant messaging.
And there's only one way to stop them.
With Barracuda Networks, spam, spyware, and IM firewalls. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM now and ask for your free trial. Barracuda Networks firewalls are affordable and easy to use. That's why over 30,000 companies and leading universities are Barracuda Networks customers. Call 888-ANTI-SPAM.
888-ANTI-SPAM.
Or go online to BarracudaNetworks.com.
The Brunswick Billiard Company is coming to Denver for a factory direct truckload sale event. Brunswick Billiards is bringing their legendary pool tables direct to Denver residents for a limited time only, beginning this Friday, June 9th through Sunday, June 11th at the Holiday Inn at Interstates 25 and 70, just northwest of the Mousetrap. In addition to the temporary Holiday Inn location, the same great savings can be had at the existing Brunswick Home and Billiard stores located at Flatiron Crossing in Centennial Plaza across from Park Meadows Mall next to Wahoo's. Brunswick factory representatives will be on hand for this special sale event. Don't miss this terrific opportunity to buy a Brunswick pool table at factory direct pricing. Credit cards will be accepted and zero interest financing will be made available to qualified buyers. And as always, Brunswick pool tables carry a lifetime warranty. Don't miss this truckload sale event beginning Friday at 10 a.m. through Sunday 6 p.m. at all three locations. The Holiday Inn off Interstate 25 and 70 and the Brunswick Home and Billiards locations at Flatiron Crossing and Centennial Plaza across from Park Meadows Mall. Call 303-438-8200 for additional information.
A shorter fuse than Tom Tancredo. A bigger butt than Carl Rove. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
But I got more hair than Carl Rove, too. 7:51, 9 minutes away from 8 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. High today, 87. Partly sunny skies and thunderstorms, and I also don't need a lawyer like Carl Rove needs one. You know, John Turk and I have just figured this out. I cannot go to sleep before going on the air. I cannot. I have to stop this practice. Now, every morning I get in here at about 4:30 in the morning. I line out all these news stories. And then when I'm done, I go in the control room where Turk is, where he keeps the lights down low. And I go sit and I slouch in a corner and I cop a snooze. And every time I do this, when I get on the radio the first hour, I babble for about the first 35 to 40 minutes and can't put words together, butcher people's names, screw stuff up, don't I? Don't I do it, John? I do it, John. I do it.
Well, I'm not going to lie to you. Yeah, I'd notice a little bit. Yeah, you're a little hard to talk when you take that little nap.
Yeah.
What we should maybe do is go down to the workout room and like run on the treadmill or something like that instead.
No, maybe you ought to go down to the workout room and run on the treadmill. Maybe what I ought to do is instead of getting in here at 4:30 in the morning, maybe I ought to start getting in here at like 5:30 in the morning. What I ought to start doing. Because now it's 7:52 and I feel wide awake. And I'm with the program. Let's go to Rich in Morrison. Rich, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay, you there?
Yeah, I'm here, Rich.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm doing good.
Hey, I wanted to ask you about something that I thought you said a few weeks ago, just because it hurt me deeply. going to cause much introspection for the rest of the day. You were talking about kind of the media's infatuation with centrist Democrats.
Right.
I think you were kind of going after Lieberman a little bit, who I consider that guy kind of a right-wing Democrat. But anyway, I guess I consider myself a centrist Democrat, and you said something like, well, what's a centrist Democrat but someone who thinks like a Republican?
That's how the media views it. I'm not saying that if you're a centrist Democrat, politically centrist Democrat, that there's something wrong with you. I'm saying that the way the media looks at it is, when the media is questioned about why Joseph Lieberman is always on the tube, and he's on the tube a lot, why various other Democrats seem to get on the tube more than others. For instance, if you look at people like Russell Feingold, who get on a little bit, but not very much, the media looks for what they consider to be centrist Democrats, which always turn out to be Democrats who will get on television and publicly agree with Republicans. That's what I meant. It didn't mean that if you considered yourself to be a centrist Democrat that you were a sellout to the Democratic Party or that you were a Republican.
Okay, well, see, I caught the tail end of that conversation. So I guess what I missed was that was part of your interpretation of the media. Because, you know, I was going to say, I mean, it's funny, when I thought about that, because I did introspect then for the rest of the day, and I mean, absolutely, I do find myself to the right of many issues, certainly of a lot of the callers to this show. Not so much to the right of you. I find you a little bit more moderate on a lot of issues.
Well, where do you think you would be to the right of the majority of the callers to the show?
On energy issues, you know, which I'm biased there because I've worked in the energy industry my whole career, so I have a slightly different or a largely different perspective of what's involved in oil and gas production, the kind of people that work in the industry. You know, I mean, the typical left-wing characterization of quote unquote big oil. You know,
I think you need to understand something about that though. When people have that left-wing characterization of big oil, they're not talking about people who worked in the oil industry at your level. They're talking about CEOs, and they're talking about the damage that the petroleum industry does and the propaganda and the amount of money that the petroleum industry puts out, not only in false and misleading advertisements on television, but also the amount of money that it sticks in campaign coffers. That's really what they're talking about there. They're not talking about the average guy who goes to work and has a mid-level or a managerial, or even a blue-collar job with a petroleum company. They're talking about the CEOs and the higher-ups who make the decisions, who influence, for instance, this would be a good example, Richard, what I'm talking about. They're talking about the people who go and control the campaign, control the money that is pumped into campaign coffers that buy votes in both the House of Representatives and the Senate, which gives energy companies huge windfall tax breaks when they don't deserve them.
Yeah. But do you think that's different than any other large industries? Whether it's the insurance industry, whether it's the pharmaceutical industry. I mean, there's lots of other industries that provide services that people don't complain about on a daily basis. I think people get more in an uproar about the oil and gas industry because they're more sensitive to price fluctuations at the pump. I mean, I don't see the same degree of uproar about what I pay or what anybody pays insurance on a daily basis, you know, medical to some degree. But I just think there's other industries that, I mean, you know, every large industry lobbies, right?
Well, yeah, but you know what? Industry. No, I think if you read the Sirota book, okay, get the David Sirota book. See, I think you're really on to something here. Okay, I think you've hit a home run here on something. You just said to me, every company does it. And one of the things is that there's too much of it. There's too much of it going on. There's too much of it in play. There's too much of it happening. So that the will of the public gets subverted. Because, like I said before, when I was talking to Andrew Romanoff, when you look at the governor's vetoes, the first thing you want to do, when you look at a politician's actions, particularly a politician's actions that are pro big business, you want to find out how much money they put in his campaign coffers.
Oh, absolutely.
That's what you need to do. Rich, I'm out of time. I got to run, but I appreciate the call. Call me again, okay?
You bet.
Okay, see you later. Right. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with being a centrist Democrat. And all industry does lobby. But the key is they're speaking louder than we're speaking, and that's the problem. Okay, Dinah DeGette coming up.
Imagine 165,000 people hearing your message for just a buck a spot with no long-term contracts. Now picture an expert writing a commercial for you and professionally producing it at no extra charge. What you're picturing is your business associated with some of the biggest radio stations in Denver. Do you think this is out of your league? Think again. Online advertising is the wave of the future. Are you ready to ride it? Call us now at 303-713-8677. That's 303-713-8677.
There are exciting opportunities at Colorado State University's Summer Session. Over 500 courses in a broad array of topics and disciplines. Courses are offered in 4-week terms, an 8-week term, and weekend seminars. There are no formal admission requirements. Students from any university can enroll. High school students can explore the challenge of college. Teachers and professionals can take courses to enhance their careers, upgrade skills, and broaden their perspectives. Campus is laid back and hassle-free. Summer Session. Focused, flexible, friendly. Visit summer.colostate.edu.
POOL or visit drcog.org. That's drcog.org today. Bike to Work Day is brought to you by the Denver Regional Council of Governments Ride Arrangers Program, RTD, Nine News, Panera Bread, Noodles and Company, Colorado Athletic Club, Cliff Bar, Comcast, and the Colorado Department of Transportation.
AM 760. Not just talk. This is where progressives come to talk. Hey, Casey and Thornton, Denver Boulder. And online at am760.net.
CBS News, I'm Frank Sedapane. New information has just come out on the U.S. airstrike that killed the Al-Qaeda leader Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, and it's a bombshell.
Zarqawi, in fact, did survive the airstrike.
But Major General William Caldwell, the chief military spokesman in Baghdad, says Zarqawi didn't say anything intelligible before he died.
Zarqawi attempted to sort of turn away off the stretcher. Everybody resecured him back onto the stretcher, but he died almost immediately thereafter from the wounds he had received from this airstrike.
If Zarqawi had been captured, not killed, he'd surely be interrogated. Since that's not possible, the FBI is examining his DNA. Live to CBS's Barry Bagnato. Barry, what are they looking for?
Parts of a puzzle, Frank. Technicians are working around the clock trying to extract DNA from remains whisked to the FBI's crime lab near Washington. It'll be compared to evidence found at insurgent hideouts around Iraq. The hope is that a clear picture of Zarqawi's movements and contacts can be pieced together so other terrorists can be targeted and taken down. Remains of two other individuals are also being analyzed. Results are expected within 3 days.
In a tape aired by Al Jazeera and made before Zarqawi's death, number two Al-Qaeda man Zayman al-Zawahiri calls Zarqawi a hero of Islam and praises his violent campaign against the United States and the Iraqi government. So why release the tape now?
They were just hit tremendously hard through this al-Zarqawi attack. They now have to respond, and they're responding back through the media, not through terror, but the media. That's what this is all about. It's all a psychological game.
Terrorism expert Micah Halperin. In Durham, North Carolina, lawyers representing three Duke University lacrosse players accused of rape say they found a witness who helps the defense case. CBS's Jim Krasula tells us what that witness had to say.
In court papers filed by defense lawyers, a second exotic dancer calls the rape charges against three Duke men's lacrosse players a crock. Kim Roberts initially told police she was with the accuser the whole time they were at a team party. Roberts later said she thought there was a rape.
Police in Hanover, New Hampshire have raided the Dartmouth College chapter of Alpha Delta, the fraternity that inspired the Animal House movie. Police say one student was arrested on drug charges, but they say the two-year investigation leading up to the raid was not about drugs. And that's all they're saying for now. Jordanian authorities are holding a 16-year-old girl from Saginaw, Michigan, who allegedly was en route to Tel Aviv to be with a 25-year-old man. They say the two connected on MySpace.com. The FBI says it's not sure anyone did anything illegal. They were stranded in the Arizona desert without food or water, but eight Mexicans who crossed the border illegally and were abandoned by smugglers did have a cell phone. They used it to save their lives. They called a border patrol for help. In early trading, the Dow Industrials are ahead 23 points. NASDAQ's up 12. This is CBS News.
The Royal Bank of Scotland Group presents the U.S. Open Player of the Day.
In 2005 at Pinehurst, New Zealand's Michael Campbell fired a closing round 69 to beat Tiger Woods by two and win his first career major.
I worked really hard for this, you know, ups and downs through my whole career, but it's worth the work, you know, it's just amazing.
Campbell went on to post two more top tens at the British Open and PGA. Only Tiger had a better 2005 in the majors. The Player of the Day, brought to you by the Royal Bank of Scotland. Make it happen.
Another U.S. Open moment. In the 1962 U.S. Open, with two holes left to play at Oakmont, 22-year-old Jack Nicklaus was tied with Masters champion Arnold Palmer. Jack almost drove the par 4 17. He pitched from the bunker, chipped within 4 feet. Oblivious to the crowd, Jack calmly stepped up and holed that four-footer. A 71 in the playoff won Jack Nicklaus his first ever major.
The Royal Bank of Scotland Group knows fear of success should never stand in the way of ambition. RBS. Make it happen.
Rocky Mountain Cyberknife. Visit RockyMountainCyberKnifeCK.com.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. A baby was rescued by Aurora cops while her mom partied inside a country bar. With temperatures over 70 degrees outside, the 8-month-old daughter of Lauren Tucker remained strapped in her car seat inside her mom's car. Detective Bob Friel with Aurora PD says Tucker was in the club for at least an hour.
It just reiterates the importance of taking your children with you and not leaving them in the car, whether it's warm outside or not. There's just a tremendous danger to the kids that are left inside these cars.
Tucker was arrested on child abuse charges. Her baby is being cared for by relatives. The founder of the Fort restaurant has died. Sam Arnold passed away in his sleep while traveling in Arizona. A spokeswoman for the family says the family and restaurant workers are dealing with the loss.
Well, it's been a very tough time for everyone here at the restaurant. Obviously, it's a very family-oriented business. Everyone here is very close, so it's been difficult.
Sam Arnold was 79. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thank you, Tim. We've got a lot of people backed up across southbound at I-25 this morning. There is a rollover crash southbound right at Logan Street Bridge. There are three cars involved here. One car remains on its side. That left-hand lane of the highway is blocked up. Only one lane of the highway on the right-hand side is currently getting by. Now, if you'd like to get around this mess, you can exit and use southbound Spear. Head over to University, then use University south to I-25. Another good alternate is really any of your side streets, but Santa Fe will work to get you southbound from here. Now, 225 is also suffering this morning due to a crash northbound just after Alameda, blocking up the right-hand lane with jamming back to Parker Road. And outside of that, the rest of the highway drive is jam-packed as well. Today's forecast calls for highs in the mid-90s. Currently, we're at 75 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
If you'd like to save on your next tank of gas, be sure to use your SuperCard when you do your weekly shopping. Accumulate $100 in...
Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson invites you to spend a night under the stars with the one you love. Your classic rod, your killer motorcycle. Thunder Mountain Harley will be hosting Hot Rod Night every Wednesday and Hogs and Hooters Bike Night every Thursday. Join us as we rock out to live music at the brand new Thunder Mountain Amphitheater and enjoy food and beer specials at the neighboring Hooters. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 9, starting May 17th and 18th. Thunder Mountain Harley-Davidson, Colorado's premier Harley dealership. Up I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard. Online at ThunderMountainHarley.com.
Call the Fricky Law Firm at 59 Legal. They're making a difference in our community.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
8:06, 6 minutes after 8, AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 87, partly sunny with thunderstorms. And we'll resume open phones, but right now we're going to talk to Congresswoman Diana DeGette, about her stem cell research bill, H.R. 810, and about her desire to sit down with President Bush and avoid a showdown. And Congresswoman, welcome back to the program. Nice to have you on.
It's great to be on again, Jay.
All right. Bring us up to date. Where is H.R. 810 right now? What's going on with it right now?
Well, H.R. 810, as you know, passed the House about a year ago, a little over a year ago.
Right.
And it's pending in the Senate. And, of course, the Senate has been so busy with pressing issues like same-sex marriage, they just have not been able to get to H.R. 810. But I have been working closely. I think I might have told you before, I have a strong bipartisan coalition in the Senate, and I've been working closely with them. And also Senator Frist supports the bill. to ensure that the bill is brought up for a vote. We think it'll probably come up in July. I'm sensing momentum building for a July vote.
Yeah, so I was kind of amazed that not only do you have Bill Frist, but you've also got Orrin Hatch, two very powerful figures on the Republican side in the Senate.
Right, and you know, Orrin Hatch is one of my chief sponsors in the Senate. Are Arlen Specter, Orrin Hatch, and Gordon Smith from Oregon are the Republicans. The Democrats are Harkin, Kennedy, and Feinstein. So you can't get much more of an all-star lineup than that.
No, you sure can't. Now, the Denver Post said earlier in the week that you wanted to have a sit-down with President Bush in order to avoid a showdown. Do you think you'll get that audience at the White House?
I hope so. I mean, President Bush, in all his years in office, has never vetoed one bill. And now he's threatening to veto this stem cell bill, which is a bill for ethical research that could potentially help millions and millions of Americans. So I think he should do me and Mike Castle, my Republican House sponsor, I think he should give us the courtesy to sit down and let us explain what the bill does before he vetoes it.
Have you formally put in a request for an audience with him?
Yes, we sent him a letter yesterday. And we have not heard back from the White House. So I would hope he would give us that courtesy.
What happens if he doesn't?
Well, I think his party will suffer political consequences in the fall, because this is an issue. It's supported by 72% of Americans, and even a majority of self-described pro-life Republicans support embryonic stem cell research.
Well, it touches so many of us. I mean, with Parkinson's disease, Alzheimer's disease, type 1 diabetes, and a whole host of other illnesses, virtually everybody knows somebody in their family that's touched by this.
Right, and when I see the suffering of all these people, my colleague, Lane Evans from Illinois, is suffering terribly from Parkinson's, and he came back this week to work. He's been out for treatment. And when you see someone suffering that terribly from a disease, you just say to yourself, how can someone say that it's more important to preserve an 8-cell embryo that's slated for destruction anyway as medical waste? Isn't the ethical thing to do there to allow people to donate those embryos to help other people?
Yeah, but you know, I wholeheartedly agree. I don't understand what the hang-up is, although I have read on various online publications, and I think one of them was Salon.com, or maybe it was Slate, that the ultra-religious right has got this bill bottled up. Is that true?
You know, I think it is true a little bit. I think that there has been some political angst in the Senate over how to bring this bill up in a way that would not harm the Republican base of the right wing, and I think it has been bottled up a little bit because of that.
Okay, let me ask you about a few other things. We're not aiming for permanent presence in Iraq yet. It seems like we're building bases in this huge embassy there. Doesn't that kind of send kind of a counter message?
It does send a counter message, and frankly, that's why I've co-sponsored bill saying that we should have what they call an over-the-horizon presence, you know, not building big bases, not making a permanent military presence in Iraq. I think it's a problem. And you know, frankly, the administration just seems to drift from one issue to another issue. I was very pleased yesterday when we were able to kill al-Zarqawi, but to be honest, he's just one. You know, they don't run al-Qaeda and the other terrorist networks the way we run our constitutional democracy with an elected leader and everybody else. It's really a loose conglomeration of folks. And so just by killing one of the leaders, we're seeing today already more violence. And so really what needs to happen is the White House needs to get serious about a plan for putting pressure on the Iraqi government to do what they can to stabilize the country. We need to start bringing the troops home.
I often wonder who they're going to find first, Bin Laden or Jimmy Hoffa. I mean, seriously, which one are they going to find first?
The cynical joke around here is that, uh, but But, you know, the cynical joke around here was they'd find bin Laden right before the 2004 election.
Right.
Now, you know, now the cynical joke is they'll find him right before the fall election this year. And that's terrible that people are joking that way, but frankly, that's what the cynics are saying.
Well, I mean, the administration adds fuel to that fire.
Right.
The other thing I want to ask you about is this net neutrality bill that is up today.
Yeah.
Talk a little bit about that.
Actually, the bill, it was up last night. And, you know, we never do any good when we vote on bills in the middle of the night.
Right.
And this was one of those cases. This was actually a bill to allow the Bell companies to compete more in local cable markets. And the general concept is good, but there were a couple of problems with the bill. And one was this net neutrality issue. The Internet was, as you know, it was developed as an open forum for entrepreneurs to get on and to be able to compete.
Right.
And Congress has done everything up until now to make sure that we don't tax the Internet, that it really stays open and free so that anybody can express themselves. And that's one reason why we've had such wonderful growth. Well, now what is happening is some of the cable and the Bell companies want to be able to enter into preference agreements with certain websites or service providers. And what we think, what some of us think who believe in an open Internet, we think that that would really thwart innovation on the Internet. And we think that Internet innovation is really forward thinking and what we need to be looking at moving forward in our economy. So Ed Markey from Massachusetts and a group of us have been really pushing this net neutrality issue. That is, don't give preference to one person over another. Don't slow down the Internet for people to favor one group. And unfortunately, that amendment was defeated last night.
Mm.
And the bill now goes to the Senate. So we're hoping that people will push for net neutrality there. I will tell you, Jay, I have stood up in my caucus and said to folks, you don't understand the sleeping giants out there, the Internet users. And, you know, I have Denver and a little of the surrounding area. I have a very technologically savvy district.
Right.
My constituents do not want these companies to enter into preferences. They want to have that openness in the Internet. And I'm telling the other members of Congress, this may be what the Bells want and the cable companies, but this is not what your constituents want. So I'm hoping that reason will win out.
Boy, I hope so, too.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for taking time out to visit with us this morning.
It's always great being with you.
Really appreciate it, and I'm just very proud that you're my congresswoman.
Oh, you're a doll. Thanks, Jay.
All right, we'll talk to you soon.
Take care. Bye.
All right, there's Representative Diana DeGette, and there's everything from neutrality to Iraq, to stem cell. 8:16, 16 minutes after 8. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Two more lines open if you want to jump in and talk about anything that you want to talk about now that I'm wide and awakened with it, which I wasn't exactly wide and awakened with in the beginning of the first hour. I got to stop that pre-show snooze, you know, that I seem to want to go through at the end of the week. No, now I'm lying to you that I want to go through every morning. I got to stop doing that. All right, it's 8:16, 16 minutes.
I love hearing from satisfied customers who know the herbs in Kaido Gold really work.
I lost 57 pounds.
Was it difficult?
There was nothing to it.
Well, I started out at 240. Now I'm at 190. As soon as I started taking them, I started losing weight.
I'm Tom Martino with this special. Buy three bottles, get three bottles free with free shipping. 877-500-DIET or 877-500-DIET.com.
It's the easiest diet I've ever been on in my life.
I didn't change my diet at all.
You can smush a tomato into your nose. You can smush sand between your toes. You can smush your tube of toothpaste or smush some wine around your buds of taste. You can smush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can smush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to smush by far is when you go and smush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You smush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Call 7 days a week at 303-733-4140.
It's 818, 18 minutes after 8 at AM 760 Progressive Talk. You know, today is Tom DeLay's last day in Congress. It's also Friday, and it's a good time to kick off some car shopping at Rockies with a matching down incentive up to 14. You know what they'll do? They'll match it. Up to $1,300. So if you put down 13, they'll put down 13, and it's like having 3,000. And you know what? You just can't beat that. That's 3,000 bucks to put towards your next car. And they have got the largest selection of clean, late model used cars, trucks, vans, minivans, and SUVs in Colorado. Every automobile equipped with a worry-free protection program for pre-owned vehicles from United Car Care, 30 days or 3,000 miles of powertrain protection. I never get tired of talking about Rockies. One, because they're my close friends. And two, because when you find out about something you really, really like and that's really a good deal, you know, you want to get other people hooked up into it. And that's exactly how I feel about Rockies. They've been family-owned and operated since 1982, and they are the best folks. And they're open Monday through Saturday from 9 a.m. until 9 p.m. So get on out there this weekend with the great weather and enjoy some car shopping. Now, you know, there's going to come a time where we are not going to burn fossil fuels in this country, and we hope it's very, very soon. But until that time, if you need an automobile, the place to go is Rockies. It's the best place to get the most bang for your buck. And don't forget to check Rockies out on the internet at RockiesAutos.com. Ask for Steve. You can pre-qualify for a car loan there. You can check out the inventory. You can see their business philosophy. And also look at some of their TV commercials as well. Rockies Autos, they're great folks, and it's a good place to do business. And I just can't say enough about them. And it's my pleasure to get on the air every single morning and to talk about them. And it's my pleasure to be identified with them. Rockies Autos, their matching down incentive is going on now. Check them out. They're at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
What tobacco issues are important to you?
I do not want my kids to smoke.
Last night, Sarah went to PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
I knew I needed a few tips on what to say and how to say it if my message was going to sink in.
If you're a parent who'd like help starting the conversation with your kids about not smoking and handling peer pressure, expert advice and information is available online. Find out more. Visit PhilipMorrisUSA.com.
Get in the zone. AutoZone. Oil is the lifeblood of your engine. So get more life out of your car and change your oil and filter every 3 months or 3,000 miles. Right now at AutoZone, when you buy 5 quarts of Castrol motor oil, you'll get a free oil filter valued at up to $3.99. See store for details. So don't put off your next oil change any longer. Protect your engine and save money doing it with a free oil filter from AutoZone. Get in the zone. AutoZone.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk in celebrating the GLBT community at the 2006 Pride Fest Denver. Join us at Civic Center Park on Saturday, June 24th for Family Field Day with events for adults, children, and pets. On Sunday, June 25th, the festivities start at Cheeseman Park with the Pride Fest Parade and ending at Civic Center Park with a festival and rally. For more information on the weekend's events, log on to am760.net. Celebrate Pride, not prejudice, with AM 760 Progressive Talk.
All right, let's get down. You know what, man? How come we don't play any music I like? This is pretty good stuff, though.
It's the only thing in the show I have control over is the music. It's the only thing.
So blame it on you. Because I want to, man, you know what? I'm in the mood for like some really, I want to hear some really good Hendrix. Or some James Brown or some Stones. Fever Tree. Fever Tree just drives Turk crazy.
Somehow that song has disappeared from our system.
It has not disappeared. It's in there. Play it. I want to hear it right now. Right now. Hey, I'm the host of the show. What a great song. Psychedelia. That's because you weren't around during this time. That's why you don't like it. time. Isn't that great? Man, that was California in 1968, brother.
Oh, San Francisco girls, San Francisco.
Not like this song. You don't like that psychedelic?
That's all right. I like that part.
I'm telling you, man. This is when they used to be on the side of the road, on US 101. Oh, yeah. Turn it up. Not too chauvinistic, was it?
Nothing you can say. Live like you want to live and stay where you want to stay. I just got to go and get back to the bay.
See, doesn't that remind, that reminds me of the days when people used to walk down Telegraph Avenue in Berkeley dispensing pharmaceuticals. All right, it's 8:24, 24 minutes after 8. Let's get back on the phones, and we go to Harry in Broomfield. Harry, you're on AM 760. Good morning. Whoops, did I lose him? Yep. Sorry about that, Harry, man. Sometimes line number one does that. Lynette in Centennial. Lynette, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, I'm helping out with Bill Winner's campaign for Congress.
Oh, good for you.
Thank you. And I'm just trying to get the word out. Mark Warner has a PAC. It's called the Forward Together PAC.
Right.
And they're doing a candidate contest. And it's kind of like the Feingold thing that we won for Bill earlier this year. But basically, the candidate that gets the most number of votes online, top 10, get a $5,000 prize from Mark Warner's PAC.
So how do we go to vote?
You can either go to forwardtogether.org, and it's the Map Changers contest, or you can go to our website, which is winnerforcongress.com.
Okay,
and
I think I'll,
we have a link there as well to go to it.
I think I'll blow over to winnerforcongress.com and make sure I vote.
There's
no question about that. And everybody else should do the same thing. Bill Winner has got to beat to Tom Tancredo. There's just no doubt about it.
Yeah. And everybody's help is really appreciated. And any help in getting the word out, if people can send it out to their email list and let their friends know so that we can just spread the word.
All right. You got it. We'll do it.
All right, thanks so much, Jay.
Sure, thanks for calling.
You have a good day.
Okay, you too.
Bye-bye.
All right, have a good weekend, too. Here's Rick in Erie. Rick, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Jay.
Hi, Rick.
I'd like to talk about the lack of a reasonable discussion on Iraq. Representative DeGette was just on, and she said that we ought to pull out, but she doesn't say what she expects the future to be for the area after that. And the people on the right don't either. They just say stay the course. And all the opportunities for a good decision have gone by the wayside. There are no good decisions left. They're all horrible decisions. But they all ought to at least say, if we pull out, then Iran takes over the southern portion, the Kurds fight the Turks in the north, and the Sunnis in the middle are going to wage an insurrection because they lost everything. And no one ever brings that up. They just say, pull out, or redeploy, or stay the course. So I'm just aggravated that people don't ask.
I think we're in a difficult situation, but I think there's a number of different plans out there. It just depends on what the plan that you feel the closest to and the one that you want to pick. I mean, there's the Mirtha plan, there's the John Kerry plan, there's the plan from the Project for the New American Century drawn up by Larry Korb and Brian Katulis, who we had on the show yesterday, in regards to Iraq. I think the general consensus, though, or the general idea is that we cannot continue indefinitely enabling the Iraqi government and enabling the Iraqi forces by having us to lean back on to do the work that they ought to be doing. So, in other words, we have to, in some way, shape, or form, set we have to enact some kind of leverage in order to get them to do their job and to take control of the country, if they're ever going to take control of the country, because if they're not, then we're going to be there for in perpetuity. And this president has already said that the next president is going to have to get us out, that he's not going to do it.
Well, I can understand that, but you got to say, when the Iranians assault the southern portion of the country, the rich oil fields, would we go back in there? No one says that.
Yes, well, yes, Mirtha has said that.
Has said,
Mirtha has said, move the troops to Kuwait
Right.
And then if we're and then if we're needed, then we redeploy.
But he doesn't say what is needed at, you know. Needed.
Well, he hasn't described everything, you know, down to the letter T, but he said if we're needed, and so you would assume that if the Iranians decided to cross the border and move into that part of Iraq, we would be needed and we would deploy.
Well, I don't hear that, and if
well,
they did,
I mean, I don't think you have to hear it. I just think you have to know that that's what redeployment means.
Well, I think they need to identify what they expect the future to be, and the right is no better.
Well, I don't think anybody can tell you what the future there is going to be, because the future there is very, very uncertain. And the key question is, can the Iraqis prop themselves up into a position where they can control what's going on? I agree with you that there are no good choices. I agree with you that we're in a rotten, rotten situation in which we have very little wiggle room. But the only thing that I see is that we have to do two things. We have to, one, we have to push the Iraqi government to get its act together. I mean, you got things going on there such as these troops that these troops who were trained as police officers, then being told, or army officers, or army personnel, then being told that they were going to serve in a province 500 miles away or whatever, and they rioted because they didn't want to go. I mean, we've got to put an end to that kind of nonsense, because we can't keep propping them up forever and a day. But on the other hand, we can't stay there forever and a day either. So, I mean, we got to make, you know, we have to make a choice. We've got to fish or cut bait at some point, because we can't go on for in perpetuity with all of this.
Well, absolutely. And they need to identify what an acceptable outcome is and work towards that. We don't know what an acceptable outcome is right now.
I think an acceptable outcome would be some form of a very fragile coalition government with the ability to be able to protect themselves and be able to run the country with maybe just a tiny bit of help from us, or maybe no help from us at all. You know, we all want out of there in the worst possible way.
Yeah, we do.
And it tortures all of us. But one of the things that's the damnedest is that this guy, George W. Bush, has got us in this situation that there's no easy way out. I mean, there's no...
Well, and the American people seem to think, oh, there's a silver bullet somewhere, and if we just figure out the right thing to do, this will all work out.
Well, there's got to be an answer someplace. I mean, you know, you can't throw your hands up in the air and go, well, there's no answer.
No, but you have to identify what the cost is for what your solution is. I mean, if we want to save the place, we need probably 500,000 or 600,000 troops there.
Well, we're not going to get 500,000 or 600,000 troops. We don't have that kind of manpower. It's not going to happen.
Well, then we need to install a draft if that's important to us. But we don't
well,
have
but
that. Discussion.
You know, but that's not going to happen either. You're never going to get a draft in this country.
And then if that's the case, then we need to say we're going to pull out. And here's the future of that country. It's going to be dominated by the Iran in the south. The Kurds are going to be independent in the north.
But the Sunnis will
have a constant insurrection.
But the position you're taking may be an extreme position. There may be a more of a middle course position to take.
Well, I was in the military for 22 years, and the first thing you learn is the best way to maximize loss of life is to try to minimize loss of life, and that's what we've done. So I don't know. That's the whole thing is just.
If I put you in control of things right now, I mean, what would you do?
I'd get rid of the tax cuts for the last 6 years. I'd install a draft. I'd put 500,000 or 600,000 troops in there to secure the country, and this is not a great solution. But it's the best of a very sorry lot of options. Because if we lose the place, you're going to see oil at maybe $200 a barrel.
How about going to the rest? How about the option which you haven't brought up and I haven't brought up either? What about the option about going to the rest of the world for help?
Well, I'd sure like to see that, but this administration has shown no ability.
Well, that's right. They've shown no ability. So maybe what we need to do is we need to make a change in November, and then we need to make a change in 08. And we need to get people in there who are capable of striking those kinds of deals.
But we put so much money into that place. We deserve a long-term plan, and I haven't heard that long-term plan. And I don't think redeployment is a long-term plan. I mean, it's a strategy, but it doesn't say what the outcome is going to be. And staying
the course. Because I don't think you can predict the outcome. I think the outcome is very much up in the air.
But I mean, you have to know what you want as an outcome, so you know what strategies to use to get.
Well,
there.
I think we know what we want as an outcome, but I don't think we're assured that we're going to get it.
Yeah.
I think the outcome we want is for the Iraqis to be able to take care of their own country and their own government.
But we want that. But we want them to be West friendly. We want a free supply of oil. We don't want Iran involved, and we want a stable and secure Middle East. And we're not on that track right now.
No, we're not.
Out doesn't do that track either.
No, I agree. But staying there is not going to get it done either. We've got to find out some other way to get it done. And I wish that I wish I knew and had the answer. And if I didn't have the answer totally to it 100%, I wouldn't be sitting here having this conversation.
Yeah.
I'd be at the White House.
Yeah. Well,
given the White House's track record, maybe not.
My point is, people ought to be required to say, this is where we see our strategy ending up. What type of government? Who's involved and all those things, and neither side does that, and it just aggravates me. But
well, I don't totally agree with the idea that neither side does that. I mean, I think some of these plans, you should go to the website for the Center for American Progress. It's pretty well laid out what they want. And Reed Carey's plan, that's pretty well laid out. And so is and so is Murtha's. Listen, I got to run. I got to get traffic. I appreciate the call, man.
Thanks, Jake.
Okay, have a good day.
You too.
All right. It's 8:33. You don't have a plan on how to get out of Iraq, do you?
I say we just leave.
Yeah, but you just heard what he said. Then we don't know what's going to happen after
that. I know. Nobody knows what's going to happen either way. I mean, look at the news 2 days ago. Yesterday. Nobody knew that was coming.
Armageddon.
Something like that.
I want to get out, too. I want to get out in the worst way. My heart aches over not getting out.
I mean, what's your solution? I mean, what do you think?
My solution would be redeployment. And also threatening the Iraqi government.
With what, though?
Either get it together or we're leaving. Those are your choices. Either get it together, or we're going away.
Yeah, it's not going to happen under this administration, though.
No, unfortunately, it's not. You're right about that. Okay, is traffic going to look any better now than it did last time we talked?
Yeah, it's looking a little bit better. That rollover crash southbound I-25 at the Logan Street Bridge is now gone from the highway, but we've still got stop-and-go traffic back from Alameda, so we are seeing some improvement. Now, the bad news is these Friday morning drives usually push a little bit later in the morning than the rest of the week, so our heavy volume still extends all the way up on the north end between 112th Avenue and 84th, and again heading south between I-70 and Sphere. Now, northbound I-25 is thick between 225 and Yale. And both directions of I-225 are jammed up from some earlier problems. We had a southbound crash at Yosemite as well as a northbound crash right around Iliff. Both of those have us jammed up heading in between Tech Center and Aurora. Taking a look at today's forecast, we're going to see a high up around 90 degrees, and currently we're at 75 degrees in Denver. I'm Amelia Earhart with your AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Six Flags Elitch Garden celebrates 45 years with the arrival of the Justice League, plus two new shows, The Amazing Acrobats of China and Carnival de Fuego. Buy your Six Flags Elitch Garden season pass today at sixflags.com. Hurry, offer ends June 18th. Six Flags Elitch Gardens.
Join AM 760 Progressive Talk for the 2006 Boulder Market. Support your local community, artists, musicians, and businesses at this unique and diverse outdoor market. For more information, log on to am760.net.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cottman. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
At Einstein Brothers Bagels, we don't think you should ever settle for a routine breakfast sandwich. So let's say you're driving to work holding your fast food egg muffin combo. How do you make it into something worth eating? First, get rid of that spongy egg patty. Just throw it out the window. It's biodegradable. Probably. Replace it with a fluffy bacon and scallion omelet. Next, exchange that bland muffin for a fresh baked hollow roll. Peel off the processed cheese, flip it onto the road, and replace it with a layer of real Swiss. Finally, add a spicy chili schmear. So now you've got absolutely nothing you started with. Instead, you're holding the new Spicy Elmo from Einstein Brothers, where we make what just may be the world's greatest breakfast sandwiches. You're probably also holding a littering ticket. Einstein Brothers Bagels. In a world of routine, breakfast should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
The Blue List is AM 760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies locally, like Colorado Landmark Realtors, Bauhaus, and Computer Superheroes. Go to am760.net today and learn about how you can join these progressive companies.
Do you want to own a computer? Is your credit less than perfect? If you have a checking account and can afford a weekly payment of $29.99 for just 12 months, then you're already approved for a brand new Dell, Gateway, or other name brand computer with no credit check, so you won't be turned down. Call Guaranteed Computer Finance today to have your brand new computer shipped right to you. Act now. We'll add a $200 upgrade and a free MP3 player. Get a brand new computer and improve your credit score. Call 800-390-8650. That's 800-390-8650.
The 3v3 Live Soccer Tournament is rolling into Clement Park June 17th and 18th. Show off your foot skills to win it all. Head to 3on3live.com to register your team by June 9th. Powered by Verizon Wireless.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Neil Young, get it on. It's 8:38. 38 minutes past the hour. High today, 87. I love Neil Young's new CD, too. It's so good. All right, it's open phone, 303-713-7600. I got one open line, and let's get back to the phones here. And we'll go to Harry on this Friday morning, and Broomfield will try Harry again. Harry, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, Jay. I want to comment on President Bush and his language.
Sure, go ahead.
He apologized to the American people a couple of weeks ago for using the term wanted dead or alive and bring it on.
And bring it on, that's right.
Right, okay. Well, he said yesterday morning that justice has been served to Zarqawi. Now, is summary execution part of our justice system? Now, maybe killing somebody in war is a good thing. I mean, I certainly have no sorrow for the loss of Zarqawi, and I think it's probably best that he's dead. But is that justice?
I think it's justice when you kill somebody, when you murder somebody in the act of combat who has the blood of hundreds of hundreds of hundreds of hundreds of hundreds of innocent people on his hands, yeah.
Justice is a matter of procedure. Justice is a matter
of... Yeah, but in the battlefield, okay, in the battlefield, you don't have procedure. You don't have... There's no time for procedure.
I agree, but how could you possibly call that justice?
Because that's what it is. Because it was just because it was just that he got what he got. It was just that he got what was coming to him.
You're introducing summary execution as a
no.
As a
I'm not using no. It wasn't a summary execution. It was an act of war. He was in the middle of a battle. I mean, this is a guy who has been fighting us and fighting the Iraqis and has been killing anybody he could get his hands on to the point where he got rebuked by his own people, Al Qaeda, for getting totally and completely out of line. I mean, he's a murderer. He got what he deserved.
I understand that. I understand, and I agree with you 100%, but is that what we want to introduce into the American justice system? Is that what we want our people?
But you don't have, you know, but you don't, but on a battlefield, look, you know what? This is a fine splitting of words. It's a fine, you know, term of splitting of words and, you know, going to a dictionary and to going through all of that, but the fact of the matter is that you don't have time for what we know as being the American system of justice or any other industrialized country's system of justice when you're in the middle of trying to hunt a mass murderer in the middle of a armed conflict. You know, you don't, if you can catch him alive, that's fine, that's even better. But, you know, in the case with him, that was the best they could do, so they took their chance and did it. Would you rather have them not have killed him?
No, I think it's very good that he's dead, but I don't think it's right to call it justice.
Well,
I think
it's justice because I think he got what he deserved, and to me, that's justice.
I don't think that that's what you want the American people to think justice is.
Well, you know what? I don't think the American people think I don't think the American people think along the same lines that you're using. I think you're nitpicking.
Well, maybe so, but I think his mom and dad should have taught him better.
His mom and dad. Whose mom and dad should have taught who better?
George Bush's mom and dad should have taught him how to use the language.
No, you know what I think? I think if you're going to use the creative energy to worry about things, I think you should worry about things worth worrying about, not him using the term justice. I think if you took a poll of the majority of the American people and asked whether they thought justice was served in the death of Zarqawi, most of them would probably answer yes, and you would find yourself in the minority.
I think justice was served. I just don't
think...
Then
if you think justice is served, what's the point of your whole argument?
Because killing somebody in war it has nothing to do with justice. Justice is a legal procedure.
Many times it does. No, justice is not just a legal procedure. Many times it does have to do with justice. And I think you're wrong about that. I think you're definitely, definitely wrong about that. Would you say that Hitler got his justice when he had to commit suicide in a bunker?
I think he got what he deserved. I think the people at the Nuremberg trial got justice.
Do you think he got justice?
I know. I think he got what he deserved. Well, but the people at the Nuremberg trial got judged.
All right. Well, you and I disagree. Harry, thank you. I appreciate the call. Let's go to Amy in Cheyenne. Amy, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
How you doing, Jay?
Hi, Amy.
It's coincidental this last caller was talking about justice. The reason I called in the first place was to comment on the lady that talked about a half hour ago about the Misawi's picture.
Right.
I think it's very important that Misawi's picture be shown, maybe not over and over like we've seen it, but in war, I think it's important that we put out, for lack of a better term, our own propaganda, because people have to see it. The Iraqi people have to see it. They live in fear every day. They don't live like we live. They have to be able to see this stuff to know that progress, whatever little it is being made. And when you talk about justice, I'm a law enforcement officer in Wyoming, and I just don't think that when you say justice, in war, justice is a totally different thing. Legal proceedings don't go the same. They're not the same.
No, they're not the same.
As they are here in the legal system. We don't have a legal system over there. We have to do what we have to do. It was important that we took him out, and it's important that people see that he's dead.
I agree. You know, and also it cuts down on the tinfoil-hatted conspiracy theorists who would say, well, we never saw a picture of the body, so how do we know he's actually dead?
Right. And you can't consider things as they are in non-wartime. We have to do what we have to do. We're there, like it or not, we're there. And we have to do this.
Although Michael Schroyer this morning brought up an interesting point, showing the picture of Zarqawi with a calm look on his face, indicates to followers of radical Islam around the world that he's been accepted into heaven. What would you comment about that?
Everyone knows he went to hell. Their beliefs are their beliefs. They're going to make a martyr of him if they want to. But I think the majority of the Iraqi people don't participate in that. I think that's a radical group that makes about a small percentage of the Iraqi people. I think most of the Iraqi people will not make a martyr of him. They'll just rejoice that he's gone, and you know, we're not hanging him from a bridge and taking pictures of him. We're not dragging him through the street and taking pictures of him. We're just showing him his face, and we cleaned him up. Maybe we shouldn't have cleaned him up, but you know, it's neither here nor there. I just think that it's important that the Iraqi people, even if they can't see it, the word will be passed that he's gone, that they know he's gone.
All right, Amy, good points. Thank you very much, and be safe on the job.
All right, thank you.
Sure, we'll see you later. It's 8:45, 50 minutes away from 9. One line open at 303-713-7600, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. It's Friday, getting ready for the weekend. And coming up at 9 o'clock, we're going to talk to John Nichols from The Nation magazine about an election that didn't get much coverage. And also we've got Brad Friedman from BradBlog coming up at 9:30 to talk about the election in San Diego. Was there hanky-panky there between the Bill Bray, Francine Busby race? And we'll talk about all of that coming up on AMC.
Get the good stuff. Want to protect your engine from extreme situations like, say, really high gas prices? Get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil. It can make a difference in improving your gas mileage and extending the life of your engine. And now, Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil is just $4.99 a quart at your nearest Napa Auto Parts store. Hey, protecting your engine and your wallet has never been easier. Prices not include state and local taxes and recycling fees. Napa, get the good stuff.
Get the good stuff.
I bet neither your banker, your broker, or your CPA has told you about the government programs that pay you interest rates of up to 24%, rates that are guaranteed by the government, rates that are set by law and can't go down. As incredible as it seems, you get to lock in your own interest rate. You choose the rate that suits you best, from 8% to 24%. Hi, I'm Jim Yocum. I'm the best-selling author on this subject, and I'm going to give you a copy of my book with all the information you would need to earn as much as 5 times what your money may be earning now. The book would download to your computer immediately. I don't sell these investments. You buy from the government, and the government pays you. You pay no one a commission. Want to find these high rates? There are more than 60 government offices right here in Colorado that handle these programs. My book will tell you where to find thousands more and is available wherever books are sold for $22.95. But I'll give you a copy right now, free and no obligation. Just send a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. Just a blank email to myfirstbook@getresponse.com. You got to do this.
Thunder Mountain Harley Davidson invites you to spend a night under the stars
with the one you love.
Your classic rod.
Your killer motorcycle.
Thunder Mountain Harley will be hosting Hot Rod Night every Wednesday and Hogs and Hooters Bike Night every Thursday. Join us as we rock out to live music at the brand new Thunder Mountain Amphitheater and enjoy food and beer specials at the neighboring Hooters. Join us every Wednesday and Thursday from 5 to 9, starting May 17th and 18th. Thunder Mountain Harley Davidson, Colorado's premier Harley dealership. Up I-25 at Crossroads Boulevard. Online at thundermountainharley.com.
Purchase of select Energy Star appliances. The Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Offer valid through June 18th at U.S. Home Depot stores only. Void where prohibited. See store for details.
Just Brakes.
My brakes are grinding. I need pads and shoes, right?
Just Brakes will replace pads and shoes on all four wheels and even machine rotors and drums for $99.88.
I'll come in next week.
Just Brakes recommends you bring your car in today. It's likely your brakes are already damaged.
Sounds serious.
It is. Brakes should be inspected at least once a year. Damage to major components can be a costly brake system nightmare.
Pads and shoes installed on all four wheels for $99.88. Why do you do it, Just Brakes?
At Just Brakes, we
additional parts and services cost more. Offer good on most cars and light trucks.
I'm Jim Dietforst, owner of Cottman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you're in need of a reliable, honest quote or service on your vehicle, come see us at Cottman Transmission today. You might be surprised at how different we do business. We pride ourselves on giving our customers the very best quality service, so you'll never feel like a number when you're here. At Cottman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Call us anytime at 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
When it's time for a new roof, that's the only number you need. If your home needs a new roof this year, call Excel Roofing, Denver's most trusted roofer. We make it so easy. Your Excel Roofing project manager will take care of your job from start to finish. Excel Roofing has set the standard with our no payment until the job is finished and you are satisfied policy. Don't pay anyone in advance. This is the only way to have work done on your home. Call us today for a free in-home estimate at 303-761-6400. Excel is the original roofer on Tom Martino's referral list. When Tom Martino needed a new roof, he used Excel Roofing. You should do the same. Call us at 303-761-6400 or check us on the web at ExcelRoofing.com.
Excel Roofing, we're on top of it.
Comcastic Radio.
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice, and as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big,
a paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcastic Radio. Now for the Skiddly Diddly.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice now for just $33 a month for an entire year. Call 1-800-COMCAST. Limited time offer. Not available in all areas. Certain restrictions apply. $39.95 price based on subscription to multiple Comcast services and does not include taxes and fees.
You're getting up on the left side of the bed with my buddy Jay Marvin. This is Ed Schultz. Today at 1, I'll be with you in the left lane on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Yeah, Chili Peppers and Get Down with Big Ed.
This afternoon between 1 and 4, my man, on AM 760 Progressive Talk. And don't forget, Ed will be joining us every Monday morning right after 8:05 for Ed's Take at 8. All right, people. Who did this song originally? Stevie Wonder, of course. I knew that. All right, it's open phones here, 303-713-7600. Let's jump to the phones. And Ed, who's been calling in from Thornton. Ed, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning to you, Jay.
Hi, Ed.
I'm calling on two issues.
Okay.
One, I'm a veteran, and I'm using the VA health system. And I just have a thought that you might want to share with the rest of your listeners. As a diabetic and one of thousands and thousands in the military, in the efforts to save money, the VA has cut test strips for diabetics from 3 times a day to 2 times a week.
Well, we can thank the Bush administration and the tax cuts for the rich for robbing from the VA. That's where that comes from.
Well, my thought on this would be, why don't we give those pharmaceutical companies who provide medicines and strips like this to the VA give them a tax break and let us reinstate the deficit in the medicines that were being cut.
Why not do this? Why not knock off the tax breaks for the rich and fully fund the VA like it ought to be funded for people like you who have given your life service to this country? Why not do it that way?
That's a good one, too. I got one more message, one more thought, and you can share this with our friend Mr. Allard on his defense of marriage. If we had surgeons who failed 50% of the time, if we had airline pilots who failed 50% of the time, we wouldn't use them. Marriage fails 50% of the time, and they're trying to have an act to defend it. We're defending a broken program.
You know what? I would love to see the look on his face if you said that to him. Thanks, Ed. Good call.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Oh, man, that whole Defense of Marriage Act. What does marriage mean? Who's attacking the act of marriage? Let's go to Bob in Lakewood. Bob, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Jay, you know, as far as the solution about what's going on in in Iraq, we have to decide, you know, what's at stake. And one of the things I ran across in a Nation magazine way back was under Bremer, they set up a whole bunch of rules on how the Iraqis were going to run their country.
Right.
We basically were dictating to them. And the thing I've never seen addressed in the regular press, I've never seen that addressed. And now when we say they've got their own government, are they going to be free to run their country as they see fit for Iraqis?
Well, I've talked about this before on the air. I mean, we should look towards them the same way we did post World War II towards the Marshall Plan, where we should give them help, but we should allow them to design their own government, and we should allow them to run their country as they see fit. After all, it's none of our business to tell them exactly how to run things, and it's not our business to back certain candidates over other candidates. That's not giving them full autonomy.
Well, do you have any idea if these rules that were set down by the Provisional Authority about the how they run their economy, and it was basically to open their economy to multinational
corporations.
Are those rules still in effect?
Yeah,
now?
I believe they still are.
So they really, we're talking about an independent government, and yet they aren't independent.
No, not totally, because we designed a lot of it.
Okay. Well, anyway, when you know one of your previous callers saying when he gave his plan, but if he thought if the stakes were high enough, we need to go, you know, on a full war footing, and I kind of, well, part of me agrees with that, but I kind of think we basically, you got Americans have to get used to the idea we invaded a country, so we're not very popular.
Well,
there.
They don't like us, and then on top of that, where are we going to get the 600,000 men that he was proposing? I mean, we would have to institute a draft. Do you
Right.
Do you think people in this country would go for a draft?
No, and unless somebody made a case that it was that important to the existence of our country.
I mean, you know, you look at the latest AP Ipso poll. More and more people think going into Iraq was a mistake. So why would you want? How do you if more and more people think that it's a mistake? How do you turn around to those same people and say, okay, let's put in more lives and more assets into a mistake?
Well, I agree with you. I mean, partly though, you know, if we have to have this discussion about why we're there. I mean, it seems we're sacrificing our committed young people so Arnold Schwarzenegger can drive his 8,000-pound Humvee to buy a loaf of bread.
Well, I think we're there because of the oil. I think we're there because we want the strategic position in the Middle East, and I think there's also a religious overtone to it. Read Kevin Phillips' book about American theocracy. I don't think that's the title of it, but go Google it up.
Is that in the Kevin Phillips? Yeah, because I am interested in that. So
yeah, read that book because he talks about all of that stuff. And I think it's called American Theocon or something like that.
All right.
Or American Theocracy, but go read the book. And he talks about this, that there's a whole meshing together of, you know, an irrational oil policy, an irrational foreign policy based on fossil fuels, on oil. And this whole thing about, you know, the end times and Christianity versus Islam and all of this stuff mixed together. And, you know, don't forget, we've got a president who believes that God told him that he should be in the White House.
Yeah. You know, a lot of people, when we were going in the war, brought up things from World War II, like the appeasement of Hitler, you know, where Czechoslovakia was sacrificed. But another lesson from World War II is when Germans invaded Russia for their resources, they didn't get a thing out of the country, that it's extremely difficult to get resources out by occupying a country with a hostile population.
Well, one thing you don't do, you know what you don't do? You don't go into war and don't have a plan. And these guys had no plan. And now,
right.
You know, now it's absolutely out there for the world to see that this administration had no plan, and how Donald Rumsfeld holds on to his job is absolutely beyond me. I got to run, man. Thank you. I appreciate the call.
Okay. Take care.
Take care. And the book is American Theocracy, is the name of the book, by Kevin Phillips. All right, we're going to talk to John Nichols about this very interesting election that didn't get much coverage, and then we'll take more of your calls on open phones, and also talk to Brad Blog from Brad Friedman from bradblog.com about the San Diego election between Francine Busby and Brian Bilbray, and we'll talk about that coming up as well here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
How much longer do we have to put up with Bush?
Countdown, countdown.
Backed by popular demand, check out the Bush Countdown Clock on AM760.net.
We saw that there were some weaknesses.
In 1999, Beverly Thurloway had surgery for breast cancer. Years later, her doctor recommended a lung scan.
Sure enough, it detected a tumor on my lung.
But Beverly couldn't have lung surgery. Fortunately, she was a candidate for CyberKnife.
It's a good thing, because it really was my only hope.
Beverly was treated at Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, where we're restoring hope for tumor patients, even those who think they have no options. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a beam of radiation while sparing surrounding tissue. With 1 millimeter accuracy.
It was unbelievable. I just laid there comfortably enjoying music, and now I'm told I no longer have lung cancer. I've had cancer surgery, and I can't believe this is all it took to get rid of a lung tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rowe, The Majority Report. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Nick Young. A day after the world learned that the head of Al-Qaeda in Iraq had been eliminated, come new details of the attack that led to his death. As CBS News correspondent Barry Bagnato reports, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi was not killed in the initial U.S. airstrike.
Zarqawi was wanted dead or alive. Turns out after two 500-pound bombs struck his hideout,
Zarqawi, in fact, did survive the airstrike.
Army Brigadier General William Caldwell says the insurgent leader was placed on a stretcher and mumbled something incomprehensible.
There was some kind of movement he had on the stretcher, and he died shortly thereafter.
From the wounds he suffered in the bombing, Caldwell says. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
A new tape surfaced. Al-Qaeda number 2, Ayman Zawahiri, on a video aired by Al Jazeera. He praised Zarqawi without mentioning his death. Terrorism analyst and CBS News consultant Michael Scheuer says there is nothing special to read into the tape's release just a day after Zarqawi was killed.
It's a process of several days, at least probably a week, that this has been underway, and so I think it's just a coincidence of timing.
Zawahiri's focus was on Egypt, Sudan, and the Palestinian territories. Lower prices, faster internet connections could be ahead for consumers under a House-passed telecommunications bill. Brian Dietz with the National Cable and Telecommunications Association says competition could lead to cheaper long-distance calling, too.
Especially important, we think, is the inclusion of specific language for internet-based phone providers, which will be a significant step forward for voice competition in the United States.
Now, the Senate will take up the legislation later this month. Another woman at the Duke lacrosse team party where three players allegedly raped a stripper told police that she didn't believe the charges. CBS News correspondent Jim Crisula.
A crock. That's the blunt way a second stripper hired for a Duke University men's lacrosse team party initially described the rape charges against three players. Kim Roberts' statement to police 3 months ago is in court papers filed by defense lawyers. Roberts later told reporters there was a rape.
Well, he's an all-around high school star, scholastically, in athletics. Tyrone Lewis is also president of his senior class at Harry Truman High in Levittown, Pennsylvania. So he's a natural to be a commencement speaker today. but he won't make his speech in person. Because police fear he might be the target of death threats from gang members, he's giving his address via remote video. Cherie Law is Tyrone's stepsister.
It's going to be hard. It's like he's not trying to show his emotions, but we know deep down inside he's hurt, though.
The possible threats are connected to testimony in a murder trial given by Tyrone's sister. Two rare months of declines are over, and the trade deficit is rising again, the Commerce Department reports. This country imported nearly $63.5 billion more than it sold abroad in April. The government blames almost all of the rise on oil prices. On Wall Street, the Dow is up 7, the Nasdaq 10. This is CBS News.
How hard can it be? You put up a sign, you just wait for the offers to roll in. It becomes a second job.
Getting the house appraised and the comps.
The money that you think you're going to save, you end up losing.
I've bought and sold homes before, and now the first thing I do is call a realtor.
Realtors have the experience to price your home so it can sell for up to 16% more than selling it yourself.
Using a realtor is a smart financial decision.
Get the facts straight about selling your own home. Talk to an agent and be sure to ask if that agent is a realtor, a member of the National Association of Realtors.
It's way too risky to sell your house on your own.
Hey, Dad, it's Eva. They say it's better to give than to receive, so on Father's Day, you should give me an A900 by Samsung wireless phone from Radio Shack. It's really slim and sleek, has Bluetooth, and wireless music download capability. Ooh, I can't wait!
Get the A900 by Samsung for only $149.99 after $50 Radio Shack instant rebate and a new two-year subscriber agreement. Don't just get a phone, get a Sprint phone at Radio Shack today. Valid for new customers through 6/17/06 with credit approval. $36 activation and $200 early termination fee apply. Phone and offer not available in all markets. Restrictions apply. See material in store for details.
I'm Tim Lewis with an AM 760 local news update. Lac Bui police have arrested a pastor for the kidnapping and sexual assault of a 20-year-old man.
The victim, like I say, he's 20 years old. He's a very insecure, very tiny frame person that he really has no family and knew nowhere to go. And again, Mr. Ochoa Gomez is his pastor. And that's where he, you know, obviously he puts his trust in your pastor.
Sergeant Dan Boyle saying that Jesus Alonso Ochoa Gomez at one time offered a safe house for illegal immigrants in Aurora. A bit of colorful Colorado history has died. Sam Arnold, the founder of the Fort Restaurant, passed away in his sleep while traveling in Arizona. Family spokeswoman Elizabeth Williams Weber says people don't have to worry about the fort closing down. Funeral arrangements haven't been determined yet, but the family is asking that donations be made to Tesoro Foundation. Sam Arnold was 79 years old. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm Tim Lewis. Now here's Amelia Earhart with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Well, thank you, Tim. After a very rough drive into work, we have fortunately wound down very nicely. Our one stretch of slow traffic lies along southbound I-225 right between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange. But really, outside of that, our speeds are on the high side. I-25 is back to normal with speeds up in the 60s and 70s. Same goes for the Boulder Turnpike, C-470, as well as I-70, making your way between the I-25 interchange heading over towards I-225. Today's forecast calls for...
Would you like to taste a variety of ethnic foods without traveling to foreign countries? You can on Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The fourth annual Taste of the Continents event features signature foods of Chinese, Greek, Hungarian, Mexican, Italian, and American restaurants. This annual fundraising event supports the Franciscan Sisters Ministries in Colorado, including Francis Heights, Dayspring Villa, and Claire Gardens at 26th and Osceola. These facilities provide housing for 1,000 fixed-income persons and families, including some 300 children. Tickets are just $10 and are available at the door and are good for 5 food items. For additional information, call Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224. That's Sunday, June 11th from noon till 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Villa Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. Call 303-433-6268. 68 extension 224. Online advertising spending is expected to grow drastically in 2006 as more companies realize that internet advertising can be effective and affordable. Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how you can get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Give us a call and find out if internet advertising can make your business money. Call 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
As a business owner, you know you have a good product or service. And you know if more people knew about it, your business would grow. CustomersAreListening.com makes radio advertising available to anyone who wants to tell more people about their business. That's why we've made advertising on the radio affordable and easy. All you do is visit CustomersAreListening.com and pick from 8 radio stations that you think your customers are listening to. If you're ready to take your business to the next level, visit CustomersAreListening.com.
It means we can sleep in tomorrow morning. It means we can sleep in on Sunday morning. And, Turk, you're going to go out and play golf? You're going to spank Whitey?
I'm spanking Whitey tomorrow morning. There's a group of us. We normally get about 3 tee times every Saturday at a Denver City course. And so we're going to go play golf tomorrow morning.
You know what I'm going to do tomorrow morning?
Sleep in. I bet you can't wait for this Big Head Todd show.
I'm pretty excited about going. I've never been, I've done all that backstage stuff early in my career. I mean, when I was a disc jockey, I did all that backstage stuff. And I haven't done it now in years and years and years and years and years. So it'll be interesting to go back there and see what goes on. But, I'm looking forward to, hanging with Todd, because he's good people.
Well, me and Amelia are kind of jealous because you were the only one on the invite list.
Well, you guys can, if you show up, I don't think he's going to say, you got to leave.
Yeah, I don't have money for a ticket.
Well, he didn't tell me I had to have money for a ticket either.
Well, he never said anything to me.
What are you saying? Because I don't have a ticket, I can't get in now?
Amelia wants to get in on this, too.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you, Amelia.
I don't think that it's cool to just, walk up to Red Rocks and be like, hey, I'm here to see Todd. We work together.
Well, yeah, but I don't have it that way. I've got a special number to call.
Oh, I bet you do.
That gets me. That will get him to come get me.
Yeah, dig this, Amelia. Not only does he get the Todd is going to come down and pick him up in his car in the parking lot.
You know what? Turk and I'll just stay home and watch Heat. Okay.
Very funny, Amelia. You guys, give me a break here about this. You know what? You could have asked to be included.
I did. I asked you.
Well, yeah, but I didn't want to go.
I'm
I don't want to go to him
hard
and,
time.
And say, gee, could you get Amelia? Okay, Todd, if you're listening right now, call in. And he's out doing other stuff. But if you were listening right now, I know he would say it would be okay if John Turk and Amelia came because you're part of the show. So he'd say it'd be all right. So why don't you just meet me out there? What's the worst he going to do? Tell you to leave? All they can do is be mad at us and never come back again.
I don't want to be the one who makes Todd not come back to the show.
Well, he doesn't have the inside hotline number, so he can't call. And the phone lines are all jammed. Well, you know what? You want me to call him? I'll call him on his cell phone right now. You want me to call him on his cell phone right now?
Yeah.
I'll call him right now on the air.
This is exciting.
Right now. Okay, hang on.
Maybe we shouldn't do this.
Do you want me to do it or don't you?
I feel kind of guilty.
Oh,
this is just Amelia that wants the tickets, not Turk here.
Yeah, right, Turk.
What, are you in Turk or aren't you?
I'd love to go, but I ain't going to push myself into going to the show.
Do you want me to make the call to Todd or not?
I don't think you should call him right now.
But when do you suggest
that I
call him?
Let's put the pressure on
him
on live radio. That'd be real cool.
When do you suggest that I call him? Like next week? Tomorrow?
No, maybe like 11 o'clock instead of 9.
What, you think I'm going to hang around here until 11 o'clock to call for you? I mean, I'm leaving at 10 o'clock. What are you talking about?
You can't call from home?
Oh, and then I got to, what, and then I'm double back and call you guys?
Yeah.
I don't even have Amelia's phone number.
I'll give it to you. Not on the air.
Yeah, let's put it on MySpace.com.
Hey, now.
You sure you don't want me to call him? You sure?
Don't call him on the air.
Here, I'll call him right now.
No.
I'm going to do it.
Jay.
I'm doing it.
Oh, jeez. He's probably playing guitar right now.
I'm doing it. I'm calling up. I'm calling. Todd. Hey, man, what are you doing? Jay.
Turk, this is all your fault.
Hey, I got a question for you, if it's not too much trouble. Can John Turk and Amelia Earhart come to the show, too, tomorrow night? Oh, there's a problem?
He's not talking to you, Amelia.
Oh, there's... It's not in the room. I had you going, though, didn't I, Amelia?
I'm sneaking in. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, dig this. All week, you know, when Todd was in here, I had to fetch his coffee, make sure he got in and out to the bathroom. Jay just sat there. What did
you
have to do, Jay?
You've got his home phone. You've got his number. Call him. Well, stop bad-mouthing him and call him.
I'm not bad-mouthing
him. We're not
bad-mouthing
him.
Well, why are you bad-mouthing me over it? Just call him up and ask him if you can show up tomorrow. He's not going to care. He's really a mellow guy. You want me to do you seriously want me to call her, don't you?
Don't call right now, Jay. Can I do the traffic while I'm here?
When do you want me to call him?
Maybe later on today.
Oh, good. Okay. Go ahead. Do the traffic.
Fine.
Fine.
You know, I was going to make us matching T-shirts and everything, Jay.
What are the matching T-shirts going to say?
Big Head Todd the Monsters. Hello.
Mary wouldn't like that. Besides, you're too young for me. You're old enough to be my daughter.
Wearing matching T-shirts doesn't mean we have to be together.
I don't know, but I don't like the connotation of it.
Oh, jeez. I'm doing the traffic.
Okay.
Nothing's going on.
I'll call Todd.
We got one stretch of
traffic.
Hello,
Todd. You know Amelia? Do you know Amelia Earhart? You know she's related to the real Amelia Earhart? Wouldn't you love to have her backstage tomorrow night?
I sure would.
She wants to, you know, carry her guitar and everything.
In 2006, how often do you get to say, I hung out with Amelia Earhart?
Yeah, that's right. Thanks, Turk.
Oh, man.
All right, that's it. There's no traffic.
There's no traffic.
No.
There's nobody out on the roads?
No, there are, but all the problems are gone.
So there's nothing to report.
No, southbound 225 is heavy between Yosemite and 25. That's it. But let me do the forecast.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay, fine.
We're going to see a high of 95.
No, we aren't.
Chance for showers.
It's going to be 87.
Okay. Right now, you can't dispute that. It's 78.
Okay.
Okay. Amelia Earhart.
Big Head Todd Groupie, AM 760.
You know the drill. Just a pill to get through the flight. Or maybe a glass of wine. Maybe an antidepressant to help control your anxiety and depression. Maybe a nerve pill here and there just to help you cope. Maybe a drink at night just to take the edge off. And that second drink? Well, who's counting? But nobody knows how much you worry, how stressed out you are, how inadequate you feel. Nobody understands the fear you have, the lack of satisfaction in your life, the loneliness. Well, I understand. I've been there. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center. I suffered for over 20 years with anxiety, depression, panic, and stress. Maybe you don't have to depend on medication and alcohol. There's a better, long-lasting, healthy way to help yourself.
Please call right now, and we'll send you a powerful free tape that could change your life. Call 800-446-3886. That's 1-800-446-3886. 1-800-446-3886.
Dr. Gregory Buford is a board-certified surgeon who believes in helping his patients look their very best. Whether you visit Dr. Buford for facial rejuvenation like Botox, Restylane, or Sculptra, or for the latest body contouring techniques like Vaser-assisted liposuction, Dr. Buford will treat you with the ultimate in care. To find out more, call 720-266-4912. That's 720-266-4912. If you had your choice, wouldn't you pick the surgeon that trains other surgeons?
We're talking with Paul Dow from Timeshares Only. Paul, I hear you've just come out with this great new kit that you're giving away?
Yeah, it's called The Top 10 Secrets to Buying and Selling Timeshares, and it's just a phenomenal resource for anybody looking to sell their timeshare.
Well, tell us about it.
Well, first of all, it tells you what your timeshare is really worth.
Uh-huh.
And more importantly, how to sell it for top dollar. Well, there are thousands of people out there just waiting to buy your timeshare. But you sort of need to learn the secrets to getting the most cash for it.
And the kit is free.
Yes, but it's only a limited time offer, so you need to call our toll-free number now, and we'll rush it right up.
Well, sounds like a pretty sweet thing for really anybody who owns a timeshare.
It really is. It could make you thousands of dollars.
Well, okay, the top 10 secrets to buying and selling timeshares. Here's the phone number to call. It's 1-800-422-1482. Again, that's 1-800-422-1482. 1-800-422-1482.
Quality, value, design, innovation, customer satisfaction, strength. At Engel Homes, it's simply better. At Engel Homes, they understand that purchasing a home is one of the biggest decisions you'll ever make. That's why they make it their mission to make this experience the best it can be. From condominiums to townhomes to gorgeous single-family homes, Engel Homes has something perfect for you. Consider McKay Landing, Broomfield's community of choice. Nestled between McKay Lake and a golf course, McKay Landing offers a 16-acre central park area, including a rec center with a swimming pool, playing fields, tot lot and city park, daycare center, and elementary school. With townhome-style living from the upper 100s, single-family homes from the low 300s, and estate homes from the mid 400s, McKay Landing has something for everyone. Visit one of McKay Landing's 10 decorated models today. Would you like to find out more about Engel Homes? Pull up the media player and click on the banner, or visit EngelHomesColorado.com to find out more about McKay Landing. That's E-N-G-L-E HomesColorado.com.
Diane, to get about last hour.
Right.
She was talking to you at the end there about internet neutrality.
Right.
That is a very, very important issue. For those who don't understand what it's about, I manage a streaming internet radio station. And what they're trying to do is to make it so that theirs is the only content that you get to hear. In other words, like your radio station streams as well. You have another carrier that you guys stream with.
Right.
And you can be heard all over the world.
Right.
Well, if they succeed in killing internet neutrality, it'll cost your station about $2,000 or $3,000 a month just for the privilege to have your station on the air, on the internet. And it'll probably cost me the same amount of money, too. The idea is to put me out of business.
Yeah,
that's
well,
the idea.
I think most of us are against that 100%.
Well, see, but that's the whole idea. See, if it failed already in the House, according to Diana, what she said was they had an amendment to the bill so that that would happen, but it failed. And I'm really afraid of what's going to happen in the Senate, because those guys in the Senate have proved to me that they're all about business. And so, you know, I don't know what Comcast, Quest, Bell South, or all the other major carriers have given them to even get them to consider something like this. But it's just like the airwaves. You know,
I'll tell you what they've given them. How about the telecommunications industry giving them campaign contributions.
Yeah, but the point I was about to make is it's just like what's going on with the controversy up at Lookout Mountain. The digital television was something Congress decided was going to happen 15 years ago, almost 20 years ago. Congress decided that everybody was going to go digital. The cable companies and the telecoms want to make it so you pay them for the privilege of using your airwaves. We created the internet, not them. Okay? Just like we own the airwaves, not them.
Right, technically.
Right. So I have no problem paying for the service, because we all pay. I mean, we pay more than it costs them to provide the service to us. But to actually come back again and then gouge us, just rip our hearts out, just that doesn't make any sense. It's not fair. So what I'm trying to say is I'd like to urge all the listeners who have any ideas to what I'm talking about, or I know you understand what I'm talking about, to contact your senator and ask him not to support this. Because this will not only put people like me out of business, but it'll affect bloggers. It'll affect people who do streaming video. It'll make it so that you can't even email video. And right now you can email video. It'll raise the price of instant messaging. Everything that's affected with the internet and real-time ability will be affected if this neutrality piece passes.
Well, got to get motivated and contact both your senators.
Yeah.
So get on it. You're right, Michael. Get on it. It's important, and we got to do something about it. So get in contact with Salazar and Allard and tell them that you support net neutrality.
Yes.
All right.
That's what I'm asking.
You got it, man.
Thank you so much.
All right. See you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye. He's right about that. We got to get on that net neutrality thing. Let's go to Keith in Evergreen. Keith, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi, Keith.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to some conservative talk radio because I think it's just a great idea to just see how whacked out they can be, you know?
Well, I can't get through it, but go ahead.
I was listening yesterday, and it just seems like they've just been bombarding the airwaves, accusing liberals of not being happy that Zakawi
killed. Of course. Well, I predicted that yesterday, that was a tack they would take.
It just makes me crazy to hear this, and they get so upset that the guy whose head was lopped off by Zakawi is a pacifist. Bob Newman last night said, "Pacifists are a danger to America." It seems like the guy has every right in the world to be a pacifist. I may question how I would have reacted versus his reaction about Zakawi. Maybe I'd like to cut Zakawi's head off myself, you know, after my son was, you know, brutally murdered. But they question that guy. They question the families of 9/11 victims. They go all, you know, all
well,
back
you know,
to the
you know
same.
Where all, you know where all this comes from. It all goes back to Joe McCarthy.
It is. It's
I mean, this is Joe McCarthyism of always, you know, of always, you know, attacking, you know, attacking people's patriotism and attacking, you know, always painting them out to be a threat to the country. Are you now, or have you ever been a communist? You know, blah 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 blah. Except now there are no more communists. So now what we have is now we've got, you know, you weren't happy enough that the Zarqawi was killed. You know, blah 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 blah. And you know what? What I say to that, that's BS, and that you know what they can spout all that crap they want. They're preaching to their own choir. The fact is that we're just as loyal Americans as they are, maybe more so, and that we do care. And that, you know, that we're not Zarqawi fans.
I think that what they try to really portray, and I would say that the country is very divisive. We had like a 50-50 split, you know, but. You know, as far as Bush supporters versus Kerry supporters. So we are, you know, we are split. We are divided. But they don't need to create divisiveness. They don't need
They do. They do. When you've got nothing else going for you, you most certainly have to.
Yeah, I guess that's...
And they don't have anything else going... Listen, stop for a second and think about this. What do they have going for them?
They have probably... Well, absolutely nothing, because this nation is as in bad a shape at 54. I've been around for a while. I've never seen it as bad as it is.
I mean,
now.
Everything, all of their plans, all of their boasts, all of their deals have all fallen apart and have all come unraveled, and it's all come to catch up with them, and it's all caught up with them in every single way, shape, and form. And, you know, they have nothing else going on. So when they have nothing else going on, and they have no plans, what they do is they attack and they create divisiveness because it has worked for them in the past. And as I said before, they've been engaging in this kind of behavior since the days of Joseph McCarthy. I mean, McCarthy found he had a good gig going with this, that he could attack people for being communist sympathizers or communists having communist connections. When in the end it turned out that he didn't have any proof that the stuff, you know, turned out not to be true, he ruined and the blacklist years, which Ronald Reagan, by the way, claimed never happened, even though Reagan participated in them, and so did John Wayne, and numerous other actors and actresses. They claim that I mean, it's all BS. And you know what? If you look back, if you go read books about McCarthy, and probably one of the best books out about him right now is this book by Haynes Johnson. And you go read it, and you know what you'll do? You'll read that, and it'll hit you, and you'll go, oh, my God. You know what they're doing is they're just taking stuff from the 50s, and they're running it by in 2006 and doing the same thing again.
It's the same playbook, man, and it's really frightening.
And here's the thing. We need to band together, and we need to go after them and say, you don't want to know something? That's BS, and I challenge you to prove your statement.
Well, one thing, Jay, if I may quickly, John Caldera was somebody who he kept getting caller after caller. I wish I could tell you what some of these callers were saying last night, but he kept going, come on, liberals, come on, call me, tell me why this didn't make your day, that this killer has been killed, or that this murder of thousands has finally been brought to justice. There were no calls, and in so many ways, it's like, dude, what are you armed with? Apparently, there's nobody. There may be somebody out there who may be upset that how he was killed, perhaps even the way that he was.
Yeah, but you know why there were no calls? There were no calls because any progressive with any sense is not listening.
Well, okay.
They're not listening. No, they're not there. I mean, look, if you're progressive, if you're liberal, if you're left of center, are you going to listen to that kind of propaganda and hogwash? Or are you going to be off doing something else more productive?
I would say, though, Jay, just by virtue of the popularity of people like Rush Limbaugh and many countless conservative talk show hosts all over the nation, there really needs to be a progressive answer to these guys.
There is one. There's us. And
we're
growing all the time.
Well, and
we're in our infancy. Well, we're babies.
By the way, Jay, if I may, they say you guys are on your way out.
Well, they can say what they want to say. They can say, you know, they can claim that they can say that we're on our way out, and you know that I mean,
America's going away.
Well, you know, they can say that, but how come if that's true, how come it's on the air every single day?
Well, and I'm saying thanks for being there, buddy.
Well, you know, I mean, it's like when you've got nothing else to talk about. You see, here's the thing. I would say to Caldera, look, I'll sit down with you anytime, and if you want to drop all the attack rhetoric, and you want to stop all the, you know, that killings or Cowie didn't make, you know, my day, because while it didn't make my day, it didn't make me unhappy. I was glad to see him get what I think he deserved. I would say to John Caldera, and I would say to Gunny Bob, in all due respect to both of them, and I like them as people, but I would say to them, look, let's forget about that. Let's talk about what's really going on. What's your plan to get us out of Iraq? What's your plan for energy independence?
What's your
plan for health care? What's your plans for education?
No answer.
You know, I mean, this is the things that we should really be. What's your plans for gas prices? These are the things we really ought to be talking about. Why don't you justify me the tax cuts that this administration has put into place? And then, then I get a guy who calls up from the VA and says that he's a diabetic and they've cut back on the amount of test strips that they're giving him every day because they're short on money. Or that they're shifting Homeland Security money around from city to city instead of fully funding New York and other cities because you've given money to your rich supporters. I mean, why don't we talk about those kinds of things and drop all the other mud throwing and smear tactic crap and get down to the basics of what's really going on in this country? Why don't we talk about for instance, you tell me who you think is a good senator. Okay, and then they'll name somebody. Well, I think a good senator is Wayne Allard, or I think a good senator is Orrin Hatch, or I think a good senator is... All right, how much corporate money did they take in their last campaign? How much money did they get from the pharmaceutical companies? How much money did they get from the telecommunications companies? How much money did they get from the defense industry? And what did they get for that, for those campaign contributions? Did they vote the way their constituents really want, or did they vote the way those companies really wanted to?
It also shows that this regime has nothing in common with the common man.
No.
And that should be the message into November.
But the thing is, when they start with that, then we start with the other. We say, look, you know what? Anybody can spread that BS around. Now let's talk about the real issues that face America, because anybody can hurdle charges around. And by the way, Gunny Bob and John Caldera and Dan Kaples and the rest of you, you know, you were so damn mad at Ward Churchill for the comments he made. How come you don't have anything to say about Ann Coulter broasting the 9/11 widows?
Totally, man.
See, it's all hypocrisy on their part.
It is. Thanks for being there, man. Have a great weekend.
Call me again.
Adios.
All right. Did I get too wound up on that call? I got too wound up on that. Well, that's because stuff bothers me. All right, Big Head Todd, backstage part two. I still haven't called him.
That's right, because it's not appropriate. Don't call him before 10.
You know what it is? I don't think you guys really want to go.
Are you kidding me?
That's what I don't think. I don't think you really want to hang backstage.
She's been bugging me all week, Jay.
Haven't you noticed how much I've been upstairs lately?
Yeah, she doesn't come around when Todd ain't around. You know, see that, Jay?
Oh, yeah, right.
Like, oh, Todd's in the studio. I'm going to go up and say hi to the boys.
You want me to email him?
I'm such a groupie. I'm sorry.
You want me to email him?
Yeah, that's more appropriate.
I don't know if he'll read his email, though.
I know. He doesn't seem like the BlackBerry type.
But if he doesn't have a BlackBerry. But if I call him on his cell phone, he'll answer. It'll just take me 5 minutes to call him.
You're going to embarrass us, Jay.
All right. Well, don't say I didn't offer.
Okay, maybe call later.
I'm not calling late. It's either now or never.
Well, then call him now.
God, you really want me to? You really want me to? Hello?
I love live music.
Hello, Todd? This is Jay. I hate to...
Okay, fine. Don't then. You just go and have fun. And
I know his wife or him or he. I know they're listening.
I hope so.
Wish they would call in. Todd, call in and let me off the hook, man. For not having to make the call myself. Is that Todd on the line? No.
Oh, man.
Just one of our listeners that called Amelia Elvira.
What?
What'd she call? Well, what did the listener call her Elvira for?
Wait a minute.
Like, what's your traffic girl's name? Elvira? I was like, no, it's Amelia.
Elvira.
I like that, though. That could work.
That was an Oak Ridge Boys song. Elvira. She wants to, maybe she thinks she's calling Willie FM or something. All right.
Oh, that's really cool.
I don't know what to do about this Todd situation. I don't know. I don't want to hurt us. I don't want to make anybody mad.
I don't either.
How do I know you? Don't you already have plans for Saturday night?
No.
Jeez. What? You're young? You're vivacious? You're 23 years old?
I was waiting for you to offer.
You're at the height of your prowess? And you have
no,
and you're gonna. What were you gonna do? You're gonna sit home with a TV dinner, a Swanson TV dinner?
Probably.
Waiting for Jay Marvin to call your house.
Who knows what? I don't have any specific plans. I wanted to go to Red Rocks. I told Turk he was supposed to tell you, and you're supposed to tell Todd.
Is it you and your boy? Is it you and your boyfriend?
Yeah.
Oh, now I gotta get two tickets. Jeez. Now I gotta get two people in. Plus. Turk will want to bring Stacy, so that makes four. Todd, can I have Can I have four backstage passes, please?
Hey,
I don't want to push my minutes. I just want to go. I'd rather hang out in the crowd.
I want one.
Jeez.
Anyhow, maybe I should just buy tickets. Because they're still available for anybody listening.
All right. Do you want? All right. Last chance. Last time. Do you want me to call him or don't you?
Call him. He's a nice guy.
Oh God. All I want to do is just have a Friday. I don't want to have to call him up and.
You know what? Since when do you have to do what your traffic reporter says?
And bug him. Let's see. Where's his number? Here it is.
You are such a liar. You're not going to call him.
Okay. Don't think I won't. Here it is. Okay. It's ringing. Hang on.
Turk, is he really doing it?
It's not ringing, though. Now it's ringing. Let's see the answers. Oh, I got his machine.
Well, leave him a message.
Oh. Oh, man. Now I got to give him a... Leave him a... Hi, Todd, this is Jay. We're calling you live on the air at 9:35. Amelia and John want to come, too, Saturday night, and they're bugging me. So could you, like, call me back sometime during the day and let me know if it would be okay if they come to the show, too? Would it be all right? I know. I sound like a jerk, don't I? And if you never talk to me again, I'll understand. Okay. Bye-bye. There. Are you satisfied?
Yes.
Okay, I called. Leave your number with Turk, and I'll notify you when he calls me back. Now do the traffic.
All right. Well, everything's wrapped up this morning. Southbound 225 is just a bit heavy between Yosemite and the I-25 interchange, but outside of that, we're in great shape. Speeds are in the 60s and 70s, and that construction work that was going on up in the high country is not in place today, so both lanes of I-70 are open on the approach to the Eisenhower Tunnel. Today's forecast calls for highs up around 95.
I'm Bob Kirkpatrick of Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects. Over the past 35 years, some of the most fulfilling home projects I've worked on are the ones that allow me to help improve someone else's everyday life. From building a wheelchair ramp to widening doorways, I pride myself on helping to create a barrier-free environment for those with physical disabilities. Kirk Kirkpatrick Remodeling and Home Projects is here for you. Call me anytime at 720-529-5442 or look at my work and a list of references online at kirkpatrickwindowsdenver.com.
You can schmush a tomato into your nose. You can schmush sand between your toes. You can schmush your tube of toothpaste or schmush some wine around your buds of taste. You can schmush a ripe banana or the bayou mud in Louisiana. You can schmush an orange into juice, and you can tell I'm no Dr. Seuss. But the very worst thing to schmush by far is when you go and schmush your car. And I know most people will agree.
You schmush your car? It's Professional Auto Body.
Call Professional Auto Body and get your free schmushed car benefits, including free no-obligation mobile estimating at your home or work, free new car rentals during repairs, free financing on deductibles, cashback deductible rebates up to $500, and a whole lot more. Professional Auto Body, recommended by troubleshooter Tom Martino and approved by every insurance company, and all work includes a lifetime warranty. From sensational schmushes to simple scratches, call Professional Auto Body today at 561-FREE, 561-FREE.
Are you spending too much money maintaining your office or home computers? This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Starting at less than $100, a PC Answers technician will come to your home or office and solve all of your computer problems quickly and painlessly.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit them at pc-answers.com. That's pc-answers.com, 303-548-1414. A proud member of Tom Martino's Troubleshooter Network at troubleshooter.com.
Best should be anything but.
Start your day with a spicy Elmo egg sandwich and a medium cup of darn good coffee. Just $4.59 for a limited time. Only at Einstein Brothers Bagels.
In 1997, Genia Lamonides was diagnosed with a tumor on a nerve in her head.
I needed surgery right away. They got the tumor, but I lost my hearing and my face became paralyzed.
Then in 2004, Genia's doctors found another tumor on that same nerve.
I did not want to go through surgery again.
That's when she learned that Rocky Mountain CyberKnife is revolutionizing the treatment of tumors. CyberKnife destroys tumors with a precise beam of radiation, yet it spares surrounding tissue by tracking and adjusting to the tumor's true position with 1 millimeter accuracy. Treatments are short, effective, and easy on patients.
CyberKnife didn't make me sick. It wasn't painful, and I never missed any work. I just wish it had been an option for the first tumor.
At Rocky Mountain CyberKnife, we're revolutionizing treatment, restoring hope, and improving lives. If you or someone you love has a tumor, call us today at 303-448-4620.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:39. 39 minutes past the hour, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. High today, 87, partly sunny with thunderstorms. All right, let's go to the phones and talk to my old friend Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. And Brad, good morning. Good to have you on the show.
Oh, Jay, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. All right, let's talk a little bit about this race in San Diego between Bilbrey and Francine Busman.
Busby,
I'm sorry. Was this thing was very, 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 very close. Was it legitimate?
Well, at this point we can't say either way, because what happened was it was an all Diebold race. The optical scan and touchscreen machines were used out here, both of which have been shown to be exceedingly tamperable, hackable, and in fact should have never been out of the custody of election officials. But as it turns out, they actually sent these machines home with poll workers for days and sometimes weeks prior to this election on Tuesday. It's just mind-blowing. These machines sat in people's garages prior to the election, despite the fact that they have been shown in the last, you know, we've talked about it, the last 3 or 4 months, to be hackable about, 15 to 20 different ways. So we don't really know. We have thousands of absentee ballots that are still left to be scanned and counted, and there's only a 4,500-vote difference between the two candidates.
Well, then why did Brian Bilbrey, why did he declare victory?
Well, for one thing, Busby conceded, I guess, following the John Kerry model, instead of waiting for all the votes to be counted. Now, I'm not sure what the heck she was thinking. But, you know, we've seen there was another election in Iowa on Tuesday where they had scanned the absentee ballots, and a college student who was running for the first time against a popular longtime incumbent They found that he had won the race by two votes, I believe it was. And they said, well, this isn't right. The other guy is very popular. So they hand-counted all the ballots, and they found out, in fact, this college student that nobody had heard of had actually lost the race. The other guy won. The optical scanners were completely wrong. So why candidates are now, you know, conceding based on these machines, which are known to be corruptible, and in this case, incredibly corruptible, because they were sent home to poll workers' houses, is just mind-blowing. This is going on, you know, all over the country, and in an important race like this special race, this was the one to replace Duke Cunningham,
right,
down here. It's just mind-blowing, and as I've pointed out at Bradblog.com, they cannot, at this time, prove that they have an accurate election. It cannot be verified until, at this point, until they count those optical scan votes by hand, because the chain of custody for this thing has been completely corrupted.
But why didn't she protest? Why didn't Busby say anything? Why did she just throw in the towel?
You know what? I have no idea. This is what they tend to do. You know, the Republicans have so frightened Democrats to stand up and fight for an election and say, well, you know, I'll be happy to concede once we know who the actual winner is, once the votes are actually counted. They roll over. They're afraid of the old, you'll remember, 2000, the old sore loser,
right,
argument. And, you know, who suffers here? The American people, because the American people, A, don't end up with legitimate elections, and B, very likely don't get the candidates that they actually voted for. I don't know if you happen to catch the RFK article recently in Rolling Stone, looking back at the 2004 election, showing that 350,000 votes may have been either switched or voters disenfranchised. This is not good for America. 2 years after a presidential election, to have these kinds of doubts about the guy who's sitting in the White House. This is what we have now in spades with these electronic machines, and it's why out in Colorado, for example, just last week, an enormous voter lawsuit has been filed against the Secretary of State of Colorado to stop the use and purchase of four different types of electronic voting machines in your state.
Well, that doesn't, John Southers, that doesn't shock me in the least. Let me jump to something else very quickly, because you've been following this. What's happening with the Ann Coulter voting controversy?
She's a lovely woman, isn't she?
Yeah, right.
Well, she's recently lawyered up. She's hired, in fact, some attorneys from the Bush 2000 recount down there in Florida. And she's apparently going to fight this thing. But as it turns out, yes, she put the knowingly put the wrong address on her form and her voter registration form, and then voted in the wrong precinct down in Florida. And finally, people are starting to take notice. You know, we reported this about 2 or 3 months ago at least, but it came up on, imagine this, Fox News, and she said, oh, I don't even live in Florida. I live in New York City, which is odd because she has registered to vote down in Florida, and she's still also registered in Connecticut. Now, she's looking at 5 years in jail and a $5,000 fine and possibly 5 years in jail because this is a third-degree felony.
Are they actively after her?
It actually does look like they're on the case. Now, it's Florida, and she's a Republican, so, you know, probably nothing will happen to her. That said, she may be thrown off the voter rolls, and if she's charged with a felony, she won't be allowed to vote in the state of Florida. But, yeah, the Arthur Anderson, the election supervisor down there, is pursuing this, had sent her a letter asking her to respond, giving her 30 days to explain why she did this. She never got back to the election director down there, and instead has now lawyered up, and I hope to have, I've got some more documents on this that I will be posting at Bradblog, perhaps even today or tomorrow.
9:45, 50 minutes away from 10, Brad Freeman from Bradblog.com. Also, are you following what's going on in Ohio with Blackwell?
I'm doing my best. There's a lot going on, and I spoke with the fellow running against him. You know, Blackwell is now running for governor out there.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, and Ted Strickland is his opponent, and I believe today, actually, it was either today or yesterday, had scheduled a press conference, and I wasn't able to keep up with it because of all this breaking news in San Diego. But the campaign had told me that they are going to ask for Blackwell to recuse himself from running the election. Because, you know, he's running his own election out there in Ohio.
And he's playing games.
Oh, who? J. Kenneth Blackwell?
Yeah, J. Kenneth Blackwell.
What? I'm stunned.
You're shocked, right?
With his own election? No.
Yes.
It turns out, recently we discovered that he actually owns stock in Diebold. The very machines that he brought into Ohio last year in a big way. He owns stock in the company. This guy is perhaps the dirtiest election official in this entire country. I've never seen behavior like this guy. Disregard for the voters. And we've just have too many, frankly, too many election officials like this who believe that, you know, they own the election instead of the people who own the election.
No, I mean, his latest deal is that if you go out and collect signatures and register voters, you got to turn that stuff in independently, not to a supervisor. And if you turn it into a supervisor and the supervisor turns it in, then you've broken the law that he's enacted.
That's exactly right. Both Ohio and Florida are now putting laws in place like that that make it harder and possibly illegal to collect voter registration. This is what they do. This is what Republicans do. If they can keep people from registering, if they can keep people from voting, and then finally, if they can keep the votes from actually being counted, that's how they're going to win elections. They realize that's the only way they can win elections.
Yeah, voter suppression. I mean, they're famous for it. That's why we have to watch everything that they do.
You bet. We have to. And folks out there, you know, in Colorado, with your primaries coming up, I would strongly beg you to, you know, sign up as poll workers. Take your video cameras and watch what's going on when they count these things, when the polls are running. Document what's going on. You have to, because we've seen this now election after election. Every primary race we've had this year, Jay, has been an unmitigated disaster.
See, I think that the DNC ought to form what I call a voter fraud squad.
Yep. Well, you're damn right.
And do it in every state.
And let me be clear, though, Jay. This is not voter fraud. The voters are doing just fine.
Right.
This is election fraud.
So-called election fraud squad.
You bet, and they should, and you know what? They don't give a damn about it because they're so frightened, frankly, of the right wing and of being attacked that they're rolling over for election after election.
Is it that, or they don't understand it, or they don't understand the, you know, they don't fully comprehend the voter suppression techniques?
You know what? If they don't understand it, maybe they understand it, but they don't know how to deal with it. I mean, John Conyers put out a press release. He understands it, mind you, and he put out a press release saying that election reform is going to be his number one priority from here on out. He gets it. The rest of them, I don't know. I can't tell you if they get it or not. I've spoken to a lot of the high muckety mucks in the Democratic Party, and they say, well, this election fraud issue just doesn't bring out voters.
And
I just want to, you know, my head almost fell off when a Democratic consultant told me this. It's like, apparently you're missing the point. This isn't an issue, you know, to bring out voters. This is an issue because, A, it's the right thing to do, and, B, if you don't pay attention, you're never going to win another damn election again. I mean, take a look at, Kerry in 04. Take a look at Hackett-Schmidt in Ohio in 05. Take a look at this Busbee-Bilbray race in 06. I promise you, election after election, these guys are going to find themselves losing by, what do you know, 3 percentage points.
Before I let you go here, if we're running out of time, when are those absentee ballots in that San Diego race going to be counted?
Well, that we don't know, because the San Diego County Registrar of Voters won't talk to anybody anymore. I've tried to talk to them. Other folks from the media have tried to talk to them. Right now, they're not saying anything. We're covering it as close as we can, though, at Brad Blog. Hopefully, we'll have more information. It should be soon because, you know, with a 4,500 vote split between the two of them on election night, there was still 65,000 absentee and provisional votes in San Diego County as a whole that had yet to be counted.
Unbelievable. Brad, thank you so much for being on the program as always, and we'll have you on again. You know that. And bradblog.com is a must read. Thanks, Brad. Appreciate it.
Thank you, my friend. Talk to you soon.
Okay, there's Brad Friedman from bradblog.com. Thanks, Brad. We appreciate it. Do I have time to jump on and take some more phone calls, Mr. Turk?
So, you're listening to the radio on your computer. So are thousands of other people. Getting your message to all of these people is easy and affordable. Radio advertising is effective. Online radio advertising is effective and inexpensive. Grab a pen and write down this number. Call us for a no-pressure conversation. If we can make you money, we will. Call Sean now at 303-713-8318. That's 303-713-8318.
Thousands of people are online listening to this station and others with their computers right now. Find out how to get your message in front of this audience for as little as $2 a commercial. Call 303-713-8318. 303-713-8318.
Please. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Finish that bachelor's degree you started years ago. Learn how working adults can complete their degrees at DU Evenings or online. Attend an...
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then I've made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-500-1093 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-500-1093 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-500-1093.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language, guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-332-4694 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-332-4694. That's 1-800-332-4694.
Looking for a unique dining experience? Attend the Taste of the Continents Luncheon Sunday, June 11th from noon to 3 p.m. at the Dayspring Dining Center, 3777 West 26th Avenue. The $10 admission ticket is good for 5 food items. Proceeds benefit the Franciscan Sisters Charitable Fund. This gala event also includes a silent auction and a drawing for cash prizes. For additional information, contact Sister Teresa at 303-433-6268, extension 224.
Reservations today at the Broker Restaurant in downtown Denver.
Back to a guy that'll arm wrestle Carl Rove anytime, any place. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's away from 10 o'clock here, AM 760, Progressive Talk. I got time to get one more call in, and let me see who's been hanging on here the longest. And Ron of Loveland's been trying to get in all morning. Ron, you're on. Go. It's yours.
Hey, Jay. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I had a couple quick comments about Ann Coulter. You know, we're talking about it at 6 o'clock hour, and, you know, I listened to a few Rockies yesterday just to, for bits and pieces at a time to get an idea of what they were talking about, and that I agree with Keith, you know, was saying earlier that they have all, Gunny and all of those guys have been, were on it all day yesterday portraying all of us liberals as being sad that Zarqawi got killed.
Well, because that's a natural reaction. See, I don't even have to listen to know that they're going to do that because I once worked at a right-wing talk station, and that's the number one thing that they'll level at you. So I suppose you're happy about that. I suppose you're not very happy about that. Blah, 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 blah. You know, this kind of thing. And it's like, you know, in the beginning when it used to be used against me, it would knock me for a loop that somebody would say that to somebody else. Now I'm so used to it that, you know, I just laugh in their face when they say it to me.
Well, it's still, I yes, I've come to expect it too, but it still blows my mind that they are so diligent in portraying us. Basically, they're portraying us as the new communists, and that we're the enemy.
Well, they've been doing that. They've been doing that for a long time. But listen, look, as I said to Keith, I'll say it to you. If everything that you believed in, if everything you believed in with your heart and soul, if everything that you thought was right, if everything you got, you know, that you made your living on, but in the case he's talking heads, if all of it suddenly tomorrow went south, what would you do? You'd get desperate.
Yeah, good point.
Whether we win in November or we don't get everything we want in November, whatever the case is, I believe we will, but if we don't get everything we want in November, the point is, in the history books, on paper, for generations to see, they were handed a chance, and to use a not-so-polite phrase, they screwed the pooch, and they're stuck with it. And that's why when things happen like Zarqawi, when things happen like Ann Coulter, when things happen like, Scooter Libby getting indicted, when Karl Rove eventually gets indicted, when all of these things happen, that if you go over there and you listen to them, they are not going to talk about this stuff. They're not going to talk about these incidents. They're not going to talk about Haditha. They're not going to get into any of that stuff because they can't. They can't do it, man, because they got nothing better to do except lash out and pick on you and I and question our patriotism. And you know what I say? Give them the middle finger and say, you know what? Doesn't work. Let's talk about the real issues.
Right on. Well, thanks for everything you do, Jay.
All right. Have a good week.
You too.
See ya. I don't know why I said good week, because I'll be back on Monday. Have a good weekend. And we'll talk to you on Monday, and we'll see if I can get Amelia and Turk into the big Head Todd concert.
It doesn't take a genius to figure out that right now is the time to replace your windows with the Regency Brista window. The news says to expect up to a 70% increase in energy costs. This is Dave Logan. I'm especially glad now that I have the Regency Brista window in my home. Right now, you can win a house full of Regency Brista windows absolutely free. Just log on to bristawindows.com or call 303-233-0833.
Find out how affordable quality can be.
Comcastic Radio!
Let's hear a word from our sponsors.
America's number 12 hospital drama is Akron Triage.
Doctor, he's losing blood.
This is the worst paper cut I've ever seen.
Paper cut?
Yes. Seems some people have yet to switch their home phone service to Comcast Digital Voice. And as a result, they continue to write big checks to the phone company. And when you're writing checks that big,
a paper cut can be lethal.
Tune in Tuesday at 1 a.m. Pacific.
Switch to Comcast Digital Voice and get unlimited local and long distance for just $39.95 a month. That's a 20% savings over Quest. That price also includes 12 popular calling features plus voicemail.
That's Comcast.